This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, I didn't worship some big belly fat man.
Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Smash a little brick, cut a little crap. When I hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Smash a little brick, cut a little crap. When I hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. From the off, from the get-go, oh, can take their best shot, cause their best flow slow. They lick at their one chat that they kept up, no. There's only one boss to a next up pro. Oh, did he K, yo, did he say that? Did he make dough from a spray rap? Oh yeah, giggity, and your babe got spanked. She said she went home, but she came to the flat. She got her own mind, it's as snaky as that. But I don't mind, she'll catch an eight to the back. It's all a matter of time before I conquer the map. They blame conquers in me, I got the conquers to crack. See, I'm nice when I see. So I can afford them a suit. She says she senses my cheat and suggests it's all cahoot. Criminal considering she would have fuck if she knew. I'm playing world domination while she up in the ooh. Trust is the truth. Fuck what's a brother to do? The man are plugging, unplugging, then plugging the food. It's like they like it. Trust her when they run to the loo. It's got me thinking they're enjoying trying to hide what they do. It's kind of worrying the man out there lying to you. So I'm tying my shoes and kicking them for trying to chew. Bro, if you was that good, you'd have a fire in the boot. You better sell down, boy, you got some climbing to do. You little pussy, you man do what Simon would do. You wait for commands, never try inspiring you. Whereas G's affect the culture when we vibe in the booth. We're vibing and rude, that's why the fandom live what we do. Right on the roof, the man have got some driving to do. The man are plugging, unplugging, then plugging the food. Yeah, they repeat it, hope you know it's something that's true. So far in this tune, I've just been rhyming like you. But wait, look at the way that I fuck up the game. When I'm picking a pack in a place, you're in a predicament. Talking and ticking the tin, it's about to go off in your face. No ticker or tacker, it's hitting the back of the net. I'm a ballad, teddy of a bomb. The DL brothers are bombs. I'm kind of conjuring psalms. The sick of the rapper and trick of the pattern. The bigger the bad of the bond, the bigger the bad of the chair. The bigger the better the yard, the quicker the better the car. The bigger the back on the brass, the pickier man ever come. The bigger the better the beast, the bigger the brighter the star. My brother, I'm ready for why you're not, but wait. Man ain't fucking about with no turn or occupation. Figure the way I came and fucked the game with no procrastination. Did it end up with minimal passes, never a doubt. We're not on the same shit, man. If he's talking about it, when I'm bagging the boy, never sat and I'm taking anaphylactic shots. I got him, he's nuts, my man. Never telling me, G, keep up with man of the MNMF and passing. Fat, I'm a brother for all of them, man. You know, man, I'm a brother for all of the dons. Run him along, how is he be here? How is he be strong? So what is it? Like, what is it on? I'm gonna got bars for them to cards, he ain't hard for them. So I can't laugh until I'm balling. Harder than Roberta men, they're laughing now. I'm catching up with all of them. They're all of them, they're all of stand. They're other kids surpassing them. But wait, man ain't fucking about with no turn of dumb suggestion. Figure the way I show that pussy all my crazy punch election. Dipping and ducking, minimal passes. If I'm a cut, it's and you're getting. Man, I be talking about the bag of the boy, the man in the jack, I sit and I'm sitting. Wait, you ain't moving weight, and you ain't pushing weight. So why you in my face, getting all up in my space? Know some young niggas, and they like to swing. So I hit them with a swing. Like sway, look him in the face. Busy trying to be, busy trying to copy. Better not be me. Slap him in the cheek, take a couple teeth. The little nigga will get a little bit this, a little bit that. So when I hear the shit, the smelly kind of chat, I tell him how it is, and then they might react. So I hit him with a brick, or hit him with a bat. Little bit this, a little bit that. So when I hear the shit, the smelly kind of chat, I tell him how it is, and then they might react. So I hit him with a brick, or hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, or hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Smash a little prick, hurt a little prat. When I hit him with a brick, or hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Hit him with a brick, hit him with a bat. Smash a little prick, hurt a little prat. When I hit him with a brick, or hit him with a bat.
Some of that, you fucking, man. You know what I mean?
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere,
Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. FUBAR Radio, Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip-hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
That's right, bitches and bitchettes. What's going on? This is a lovely Monday right here on FUBAR Radio. You are in tune to the hip-hop show with myself, Mice Diggy, alongside... nobody, you stupid mother. Yeah, I'm rolling dolo today, flying low. Flying low? Low is like, you know, that's an abbreviation for solo, by the way, if people don't know. I was flying low, though, when I got in here and I realized, went to the toilet, styled it out. So don't worry about that. First of all, As always, we got to give a big ass shout out to the little man named Ian Boldsworth, a.k.a. MC Boldsworthy. We're still waiting for him to jump on the open mic, but thank you very much for the last 2 hours. You can listen back and download his show and all other shows right here on FUBARradio.com, bitches and bitchettes. I go by the name of Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And guess what? Today, that's all you've got, is this voice, Chocolate Velvet Cake. Yeah, because I'm a bit unprepared, you can class it as, you know, the mix of the Chocolate Velvet Cake, smothered all up in your earlobes, all through your ear canal, to the point that you could taste it. That's right, mother lovers. Unprepared Chocolate Velvet Cake is here. Do hit us up. Of course, the Twitter is at FUBAR Radio. You can tweet me personally if you like. You know what I mean? I don't have as many followers as FUBAR, so you lot help me out here. I'm trying to be like Conor McGregor, be part of it. You know, like partners. FUBARradio.com. You can also hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, on the email. My Twitter is MiceDiggy. That's MYSDIGGI. We want to give a special shout out to Sarah Love. I do believe what happened is she got a bit carried away last week with the, you know, she don't really drink. So she got carried away last week as we were celebrating our 100th show. I said that right, didn't I? 100th. Not 100th. Yeah, we celebrated last week our 100th episode. And we had a crazy amount of guests. The FUBAR angels, like, you know what I mean? You lot had us nearly crying out here. Lissy LSD, as well as Abby. They managed to get, like, a few of the guests that have been on the show throughout, you know, the last couple years to give us, like, a shout-out saying happy birthday. The happy birthday thing throws me off, I ain't going to lie, because it's not, we're not 100 years old yet. At least wait till that time. We may look it sometimes when I don't put the right filter on my Instagram. I may look it, yeah? But it's 100 shows. Shout out to everybody that got involved in that. We had a crazy open mic as well. Soweto Kinch came through, Earth Evil, as well as G-Bag. And I even got my shiny forehead involved. I realized I ain't done that in such a while. I definitely need to get back on the radio one day. You know, we get a special guest in to co-host and I can come in as an artist. I don't always get to do that. Every now and again I do though. But check this out. This week, today. Coming up today live in the studio, we got man like Natty P., crazy producer. I've been knowing this guy for a long time. And he's definitely put the work in, worked with a bunch of different artists. I believe he's got some new material coming out. So he's going to come on the show to talk about that. And also we got man like Morel. People who've, avid listeners of the show should know about Morel. He has no morals. Crazy MC from High Wycombe, I do believe. Yeah, I think that's right. From High Wycombe. And he's come on a couple times and just smashed the open mic. So it's wicked to, you know, the whole point of us doing the open mic thing is to make sure artists still get a platform as they're coming up, because it seems like there's not as many open mics when you go out as much. It's more just like live performances or whatnot. And so we figured we'd give a chance to some of these MCs. So it's beautiful to have someone like him come through, you know, blast up the open mic. Producers have been hearing him be like, yo, we need to do some work. And now he's got his own material coming out. He's got videos that have dropped as well. So he's going to come through and talk about that. Of course, we got an open mic later on. We have a gig guide as well. We got some brand new music from Man Like Ty, T.Y., also Madlib. And you just heard something brand new from the Man Like Ocean Wisdom. Crazy track there. Ocean Wisdom, of course, High Focus aficionado. He gave us a crazy track there to play, and that's called Brick or Bat. As you could tell by the hook, it was all, either a brick or a bat, whichever one you want. That's the second single from forthcoming album Wizville, set to drop on High Focus Records very soon, bitches and bitchettes. Of course, we got some music for you. Right now, let me play you something special right here. I don't think we've played this yet. This is Dupe Sells Itself, Vic Spencer and Sonny Jim.
Cop the cheddar from the deli spot. They sell it by the piece like the Reggae Rock. 6 a.m. in Ayanapa. I might finish with the grappa. Dapper, moving like Jagger. George Jetson in the Jaguar. I flip the snapper with the spatula. I want a wall full of Warhols. Hit the strip and drive slow like I'm Paul Wall. Walking out the Waldorf. Life is wonderful like Orndorff. I do it for the sport, my bitch is sport. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Let the sommelier suggest a year. Yeah, I'm diddy bopping to my victory. Bumpy knocks, OC come to win the G. They telling me the dope sell itself. Bring some weed, I got a story to tell.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Cash and weed, cash and weed.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Gunshot set your hole to a bus too.
Yeah.
Spit out the acid rain. My Air Force One's the color of membrane.
Ew.
I steady get my hand in the things.
Yeah.
Don't pass that shit to me. Breeze right past your little weak ass. 2-3,
yeah.
Stand on your pivot. Hand up a mistress. The cannon be going crazy, so it's handleballistic.
Yeah.
Couldn't withstand a statistic. It's scripted that I'm gonna be the best nigga living. Niggas catalog is butt water. I'm in the Mustang Charger. Seatbelt the same color as a Mazda Oxcord. Look at the PlayStation joystick like it's a pair of tits. Rotate the nipples with my thumb. I'm getting more than crumbs. You motherfuckers is bums. Roll a sticky, call it the honey buns. Niggas will never know where my money from.
Purple shoes. Sunny Jim. Big Ghost. Big Spencer. Nephew. My G. Keep kicking these motherfuckers in their face, man. Motherfuckers is just dope.
Gonna lie, man, that had me feeling, you know what I mean, you want to jump in the ride and just lean. I don't know why the music makes you feel like you got to lean to one side to really enjoy it properly. That was Vic Spencer and Sunny Jim. Dupe sells itself, a Chicago and Brum Unite for this collaborative album out today on, I hope I'm saying this right, Dupe Media or Dope Media. Ah, I guess it's Dope, D-A-U-P-E. That, you know, you lot wouldn't realise. Shout out to the Angels. They wouldn't realise, but that says Dope right there. Dope Media. West Side Gun and West Side Doom are both on there, I believe. That's nice right there. This is the Hip Hop Show, Mother Lovers. You're in tune to myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And I'm flying solo. That's right. I'm on my own up in this Mother Lovers. So don't laugh at me if I stutter or if I dribble quite often. You lot would never really know that. Shout out to my cousin, Joseph Lockton. He's going to laugh as well because I do dribble every now and again, but not all the time. Usually when Sarah's talking, do you know what I mean? So I get myself out of it. I did want to say that I do believe this is what happened to Sarah because I texted her and, like, obviously we were celebrating last week. I texted her. I said, "Right, was you drinking or whatever?" She's like, not really. I said, "Did you try the, because there were some cocktails flowing about, you know what I mean, the Bill Cosby." And she said, "Nah, Mice, you know I don't drink." I said, "There's no alcohol in it." She said, "How do you know?" Then I had to put the phone down because I couldn't, you know what I mean? I didn't want to get myself involved in the Bill Cosby cocktails. But right about now, it's that time. Do you know what time it is? It's the time for the
Big Up, Big Up.
Did you see how I did that? That wasn't, huh? I'll try again. It's time for the
Big Up, Big Up.
Yeah, this is Sarah's section of the show where she likes to highlight a few things. I mean, this week's been a bit mad. I ain't going to lie. It's been a bit of a weird week with... What did we have first of all? We had your boy, the orange guy, Trump, talking about places being shitholes all of a sudden. I believe Haiti, some South American countries, as well as Africa. You know, allegedly him saying that these places are shitholes. Where do we... I'm kind of baffled at how is he allowed to do this. First of all, whenever I see President Trump or I see Donald Trump POS, the first POS I'm thinking of is piece of shit. But obviously, he's president of state. That's the fucked up part about it. But he said something about Haitians, El Salvadorians, and those from African nations coming from shitholes. He had an issue as well with coming over to London to visit the American embassy because he felt that, you know, the Obama administration made the wrong decision in sort of moving the embassy. But apparently... it had nothing to do with the Obama administration. It's to do with Bush. It's to do with Donald Trump's half-brother or whatever. I don't know what he is. I'm sure they're related somehow. There's a video on YouTube somewhere that will be able to relate these two. But yeah, that whole thing is to do with Bush's administration. So it's getting a bit scary, you know, this thing of fake news. Now you got even pieces of shit giving you, presidents of state giving you fake news. We don't know what to believe, do you know what I mean? But by all means, all the people that did vote for Trump or are happy that he's in power are going to believe him saying that. You know, that's the scary part. Then we had this whole thing with now, obviously, you got Trump in power. You know, he's the POS. A lovely speech was done by Oprah Winfrey this week as well. Or last week, I should say. Everyone was going ranting and raving about it. And, you know, they're already trying to put her in that position now. Like, she should be the president. I'm not mad at it. Obviously, there are some issues, you know, people are going to have with it. But I need to look into it more before I can think, like, okay, that might not be a good idea. If they could let Trump do it, I don't see why they can't let Oprah do it. Because she sounds just a little bit more smarter. You know, especially when it's in terms of speaking to people in public and saying the right things. Okay, and so we might play that clip later on for you as well anyway. But first of all, our first
big up
has got to be for the one and only Martin Luther King, as it is Martin Luther King Day today. That's right. If you don't know who this guy is, I don't really know what to say to you. But please use that thing that, you know, not your brain, because obviously not everybody does that anymore. Use Google and please find out. But Martin Luther King Jr. is an American... Martin Luther King Day is an American holiday marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It's observed on the third Monday of January each year, which is around King's birthday, January 15th. So happy birthday to Martin Luther King. Of course, your legacy lives on.
Big up!
Ouch! Okay, so we're going to play you this Oprah clip, yeah? And I want people to listen to it, you know. Obviously, decipher it how you can. She's obviously talking to a certain bunch of people, but we don't, you know, because she never actually mentioned who exactly, we don't know, you know, who else she's talking to. Obviously, we got the Weinstein dude, but we're not sure who else is out there, you know what I mean, with their Bill Cosby cocktails and whatnot. And supplying all these, you know, up and coming, you know, actors or whoever, directors or whoever, supplying them with that Bill Cosby juice. But let's hear what Oprah Winfrey had to say when she received an award this week.
In my career, what I've always tried my best to do, whether on television or through film, is to say something about how men and women really behave, to say how we experience shame, how we love and how we rage, how we fail, how we retreat, persevere, and how we overcome. And I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you, but the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say me too again. Thank you.
That was a speech by future president. so that was Oprah Winfrey there. Magnificent speech. You know, you hear it. I watched it. I think I watched it yesterday. I always like to cool down. You know what I mean? With all the hype. I don't want it to influence how I feel about a situation. So I always wait for it to cool down. Go, oh, yeah, shit, let me check that out now. See what everyone was going on about. And, yeah, it was an amazing speech. Definitely empowering. You know, I saw that some people were upset that it sounded like she was kind of going at men in a way. But, you know, in a sense, she has a right to, because she's a woman and these sort of things need to be addressed on both sides. That ain't a Donald Trump both sides when I say that, by the way. Don't, you know what I mean? But, the awkward thing about it with Oprah Winfrey is the fact that she'd already known Harvey Weinstein, and, you know, all these pictures have been posted of her hanging with him, you know what I mean? I think she had her hand on his titty on one of the photos, as well as her kissing his cheek, on his face. It does look like a bum cheek, though, if that's what you're thinking. And You know what I mean? So it kind of made it a bit like, why is she saying that now? You know, in a room full of all these famous, rich people. It was really surreal as well when they're panning the camera around and, you know, you see Wonder Woman there, you see Meryl Streep there, you know, Ugly Betty was over there. She looks, I was like, right, what the hell's going on here? Is this for real or not? It's hard to take America seriously with the whole lot of Hollywood that goes on out there. But at the same time, regardless of whether she had known about it or not, the fact that she came out to speak and say something, something as big as this as well, is it the Academy Awards or one of them award shows, man? I don't know. Whichever award show it was anyway. Someone hit me up and let me find out. But the fact that she's done it, I think, is one thing. And obviously now the whole talk about her being a president and, you know, maybe be getting elected, that's a whole other level. Apparently she sounds like she's up for it now as well. You know, whatever that means, I don't know. But anyway, let's move on, man. Shout out to all you mother lovers locked in. Big up to Suspense MC. I see you out there. Shout out to my bros. Easy Paul Clark. Obviously, Geeky Rap, man. He's out there. I want to give a shout out to... Who says this? So this is Paul Clark. He says, if Trump thinks Haiti is a shithole, he should come check out some of the streets around here. Yeah, he ain't lying there. I don't know if it's as rough, but... definitely a shithole. Anyway, moving on, man. This is the Hip Hop Show right here. Please hit us up with some more of your comments at Foodbar Radio, or you can at me, Mice Diggy. I want to give you lot something very, very, very new from the big bro Ty. This goes by the name of Eyes Open.
In a place where sometimes you can't even interact with the people you know. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, let's rock slow and see where we go. I get lost in my mind sometimes trying to figure out how we're gonna find our way. Take me back to the time when people said you're never gonna shine. I know where you're not from the right country. You don't have the right accent, skin and bone, or you're too fat. Don't have the right skin tone, who produced that? Apparently you got it dumbed down to appeal to the kiddies, that's condescending. To me, to them, but you see where I come from, that story's never ending. Where the truth fat like a cow trying to work out how you're gonna make your entrance. But I wanna send messages through the music, hopefully you feel the vengeance. Coupled with independence and knowing I can talk what I gotta when I gotta. Know I'm not from the gutter, but I'm from my mom's yard. If you disobey, you will feel God. Thunder lightning, strike that body like kung fu fighting. Raised in a village called South London, words travel by mouth. When a house is not a home, you're not alone. Aunties and uncles, they got a phone. If they hear bad things, you know they gotta moan. But that's my village, so keep your mind open. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Keep your ears open. So keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open.
I admit sometimes that I let the world crush me to a pulp as an adult. But I had to figure out for myself that it's a cold day and it's not my fault. My worth is not dictated by values set up by passers-by. Got to really swerve the grassy knoll. Snipers tune into the hyperbole. In this steeplechase full of beast space and bad minds, I like to stroll. Humbled by the gift of my control. My effect on the crowd is likable. Being schooled by PE taught me don't believe the hype, so I'm not excitable. Ancestral connects I like to pull. Indeed, the struggle is beautiful. Still I rise like the phoenix. Mayor Angelou in my double helix. DNA, see a way, succeed, visualize, activate, proceed and bounce. Got to leave a dent in the granite. Got to leave a mark on the planet. Everything must change, Randy Crawford said so, but they won't understand it. To the cow jumps over the moon, to the whole world bangs with a boom. When you can sit and wait for the end with your friends, I'll be over here setting new trends. Mind bending, new agendas, we are the Avengers to remember. Chakras remain open, message received, return to see.
Keep your mind open, keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, keep your ears open, so keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open.
They say goods, what is it, what's holding you back? I say you can't hold you, same boat on a track. They say, yo, what is it? Why we can't see you? I said they can't see me, cause them man are see-through.
Only the real recognize real people. An artist with a plain canvas sees a brother like me and blanks us. Like they don't understand what a man does. I move heads and shoulders like dandruff. Tight like handcuffs. When I write, I satellite standards. Worldwide, like satellite channels. Act like UK can't handle. Any MC to me is a candle. When I do me from a different angle, anything around me dismantles. While my pyramids build, just to make it clear, there's no getting rid of this skill. Why not try open up your pioneer? For a pioneer, yeah, I am here. You can feel it like a natural mystic blowing in the air.
Donc garde l'esprit ouvert, les oreilles ouvertes, garde les yeux ouverts, garde l'esprit ouvert, les oreilles ouvertes, garde les yeux ouverts, garde l'esprit ouvert, les oreilles ouvertes. Donc garde les yeux ouverts, garde l'esprit ouvert, les oreilles ouvertes, garde les yeux ouverts, garde l'esprit ouvert, les oreilles ouvertes, garde les yeux ouverts, garde l'esprit ouvert.
Welcome to Fubar Radio, my first guest of 2018. What was that like when you first experienced when it was like it people was who you know love your music?
The weirdest time I ever had it was I was doing a trial shift. I was like serving these noodles and this guy came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're Dallaire. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And the guy who's doing the trial shift with me was like, sorry, what? Like, what is going on here?
Did you get the job though?
Got the job.
Okay, sick. Not only did you smash it, you got fangirled and you got a job.
Oh yeah, packed those noodles, got fangirled. Yes. It was a good day.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
That's right, bitches and bitchettes. And you're here with me, the one and only Mice Diggy. That's right, on the hip-hop show. Minus Sarah Love, you know what I mean? She's still getting over last week's hangover. And you know, we ain't there, but hopefully she gets well soon. That's right. Listen, you just heard a wicked song right there. I do believe that was a world premiere, but, you know, you lot can correct me if I'm wrong. It's at least the first time you heard it on the hip-hop show on FUBAR Radio. That was by our big brother, Ty. Eyes Open, and I do believe that was featuring man like Dirty Goods. Yeah, Dirty Goods or I-Man Roots. I'm not sure which name he's using at the moment, but yeah, that was Eyes Open. Ty's going to return with his fifth album on Jazz Refresh label. It's called A Work of Heart, predominantly self-produced and dropping in March. Of course, we're going to have it. We got to have him on the show to talk about that by all means. And I want to give a big shout out to my brother Ty. Last week, all you lot, everyone who listens every week should know that last week we were selling our 100th show. That was 100 episodes, man. It's amazing that we managed to go this far with what we've been doing, and it just keeps building and building. We've had some amazing guests on the show. You can listen back to that show at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And because we basically ran through, you know, the 2 years that we've been doing the show, some of the highlights in terms of guests we've had on the show. So it's really wicked. And, you know, The FUBAR Angels managed to get us a surprise shout out from Ty. I do believe though there's some hip hop timing going on, and we got some other shout outs. Let's see who else we got.
Yo, what's good? Salute. This the General Steel representing Bucktown, jeez, USA. You already know Smith and Wesson upon the borderline. The whole boot camp click over here, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I just want to give a strong, strong, strong birthday wish to my peoples, you know what I'm saying? Mm. DJ Sarah Love and Mouse Diggy celebrating their 100th show broadcasting live, man. That's big things I gwan sin. Yo, thank y'all for all the love, all the years of support, and all the years of y'all just being y'all, man, keeping it real, supporting the people, feeding the people that good soul food. Happy birthday and many, 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 many more. Sin.
Yo, I'm loving this birthday shout out. 100 years, boy. We still got a little while to go. We got 98 years more to go, but you know what I mean? We're going to get there. I'm going to be out there, you know what I'm saying? Still doing the goddamn showtime right there. Who else we got, man? Who else was kind enough to give us a shout?
Hey, yeah. What's shaking, baby? It's your boy, Cool G Rap.
Oh, shit.
Giving a congratulations shout to my homegirl, DJ Sarah Love and Miss Digi on the 100th radio show celebration, you dig? Nah, I mean, y'all keep doing your thing on that side, and I'm going to check y'all real soon.
Wow.
Football Radio, baby, let's get it.
That's love, man. And he called me Mice Digi. That's the only dude who can get away with that. Nah, I'm joking. Man, shout out to Cool G Rap, General Steel. That's beautiful, man. The Twitter Angels, the Fubar Angels again. LSD, Abby Weaves, thank you very much for doing that, man. You guys didn't have to go all that way. Shout out to my homegirl, Sarah Love. Get well soon and make sure you're back here so I can call you a bitch again when we do something like this. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? This is where I put on that fake mid-Atlantic accent. You know what I'm saying? Try and sound like a gangster. Word. We at the Fubar Radio Cafe, you know what I'm saying? Where we got some extra treats for y'all mother lovers out there. We got that moon rock, you know what I'm saying? Dipping a little bit of oil and you roll it around in the kiff and it sends you to other places you might not never know about. Yeah. And I'm a bad mother lover, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. Yeah, I hit that one a bit too hard right there. Yo, this week, I'm doing the investigations dolo. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I always go around dolo doing them, but it's handy to have Sarah here to bounce off of because my magnifying glass sometimes doesn't see everything I think it should see. For instance, last week, I was asking people, you know, what should we leave in 2017? I'm always going to ask this at the beginning of the year because I believe it needs to be done. And I missed some great ones. Shout out to George Crimson. He said the term fake news, as if everything printed in the newspapers and history books before this was gospel. 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 See, I put the echo on there just to... I don't know if it really did that, but on my soul, on the inside, I feel good about that. Shout out to James Cole. He says, believe in anything Facebook and the news tells you. See, similar thing, this fake news, you know what I mean? He says, happy 2018 and the 100th show. Thank you very much, James Cole. This one's a really funny one. Tim Fish, he says, the term real hip-hop. He says it in brackets as well. And I get what he's saying. The whole real hip-hop thing, it makes it sound like everything else is fake. But real hip-hop only means what it means to you. To other people, the stuff you think is fake might be real to them. So I prefer the term traditional hip-hop in terms of, you know, older sounding beats. And, you know, we got trap. We got a whole bunch of shit out there. But, you know, the real hip-hop thing is kind of weird. He says also his fascination with vintage books, most of Hollywood, Trump and his cronies, and the word moist. But you see, the thing about moist is sometimes people are a bit moist and you need to allow them to say that. Shout out to Sam Davis. He says, my hemorrhoids. He wants to leave them in 2017. And that was a very good little joke there because he said pain in the ass. So you see what I'm saying? But this is my favorite one by my boy G-Bag. He says, maestro. That's what we should leave in 2017. It should have been left in 2016, but I ain't going to hold you lot accountable for that. That's my fault. He says, long live my Stiggy. And I appreciate that, G-Bag. I'm going to holler at you very soon, mother lover. This week, though, as always, you know, I've got to do an investigation. So this one got me, man, because a friend of mine recently got the sack. She only found out she got the sack when she went into work in 2018 for the first time. And when she got there, they told her she's sacked. And she couldn't believe it. Why didn't you just tell me that before I came in? Why'd I have to get up mad early to come in and you tell me that I'm sacked? I don't know if they gave her the excuse or not, but she went back to check when they actually had said, okay, we need a new, we got a vacant position. It's open now. Can somebody apply? They put that up there on December the 20th. So they knew that they were going to sack her, but they didn't tell her shit. She came in on whatever date, January, blah, 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 the 2018th, to find out she's been sacked. And I thought that was pretty fucked up, man. You know, let alone she probably did some fucked up shit for that to happen, but I did think that was messed up. So this week, Mice investigates, in terms of someone being sacked from their job, what's the craziest story you've ever heard or come across? You can hit us at hiphop at foobarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foobarradio, or you could tweet me at MiceDiggy. That's right, bitches and bitchettes. This week's investigation, in terms of someone being sacked from their job, what's the craziest story you've ever heard or come across? That's a pretty messed up story, man. That you know, you're thinking, boy, I can't wait to get back to work. Boy, I spent all this money on all these presents. You know what I mean? These damn kids getting on my nerves about this PlayStation 4. All this other shit. I bought my nan this. You know what I mean? My brother that. Blah, blah, blah. It's all good. January, you know what I mean? I'm going to get paid the end of January because work is good to me. Get into work. January the whatever, the 4th or 5th or whatever it is when she went in. They said, I shouldn't even be laughing because it's not funny. You know what I mean? But it's a messed up story. So I wanted to find out if any of my friends out there had any messed up stories regarding being sacked. Shout to Mark Hell. He says, my friend got sacked from his role as a carpenter after shitting himself, literally, in brackets, it says literally, at an exhibition in front of potential customers. He blamed it on being drunk from the night before. Ooh, what kind of drunk is that, boy? Really didn't do himself any favors with this excuse. I just want to know, what kind of drunk are you when it's the next day that you actually shit your pants? So you went home, you may have puked up. Do you know what I mean? You did the whole, you know when you get that drunk where you lie down and shit's spinning? You're like, oh, fuck, man. I don't know. When does this stop? And you start taking deep breaths. Oh, maybe oxygen will help. Nah, oxygen makes it worse. That makes you even more. Like, yo, I'm like a turtle on my back right now, just spinning. You get to that point. He maybe went and puked up, you know, on the pillow next to him or something. I don't know. But the next day, get up, shower, fix yourself up, go to work. And that's when you decide to shit yourself. Yeah, I don't know. Shout to Cal Neal. He says he can't reveal that, mainly because he can't remember the names of the prostitutes or the donkey. The gerbil's name was definitely Clive, though. Hilarious. Mike Bandoni, he hit me up. He says, not sacked, but a suspect dismissed at least. And he posted it's a screenshot. Okay, I don't know if I could believe this because it's the Daily Sport, but it says, lad shat in teacher's kettle to dodge exams. School forced to close for health and safety reasons. That's some extreme, yeah, shit. That is some extreme shit. You know what I mean? Who in their right mind is going to squat over a kettle? Yeah, this will probably get me out of it. Like, just say you're ill. Well, say, man. You are ill. If you're shitting in a kettle, you're ill. And especially whoever's making tea, you know what I mean, out of that kettle after. I don't know if you could boil that shit out. Moving on, shout out to our one and only flat earther, proud flat earther. He goes by the name of Gleam Mac. He says, I was sacked from a computer company in Manchester when armed police swarmed in and shut the company down as they had been dealing hard drives from Western Digital's warehouse in Ireland, where two security guards got killed with shotties on a robbery. What the hell? He said, I literally had to wee with a... I had to wee with a policeman standing right next to me with gun pointing at me in case I got an unsuspected weapon out. No? Okay, then. This is why I am still alive today. Wow, Gleam's pretty deep, man. So then he went back to his flat, put on flat latte, cut all my hair off to a flat top, and went to IKEA to buy a flat pack, single bed, but had to walk it home as I had a flat tire. Did anyone get any of, you know, he's a flat earth? Okay. All right, then. But yeah, yo, Gleam kills me with this flat earth shit, man. I really want to find out whether it's true or not. I saw a video with, what's his name, Steve-O from Jackass. He goes up in some, like, weird, you know, one of them little mad rocket things that take you to a certain part. That's one of the certain atmospheres or whatever. And the earth looked round to me. I don't know what to say. That's as much proof. Do you know what I mean? It didn't look like it was CGI'd or nothing like that. It looked real, and the earth looked like it was round. So I don't even know what the hell. Anyway. So that's why there's hotel secrets. Apparently, this is why you should never use the kettle in the room. Wow. I never really thought about that, man. Hotel guests who next to go boil a cup of tea after a long day may want to think again about using the kettle. It was recently emerged It had recently emerged, that some people staying in a hotel use the kettle to wash their dirty underwear by boiling them within it to sterilize them. What? You want to sterilize your underwear like you're a baby? That's some weird ass shit, man. Hey, yeah, have you sterilized your underwear today? No, you better go home and do it. Like, really? Are you going to boil it? Who boils their underwear in a kettle, man? That's some retarded shit, boy. And sorry to the retards out there, man. I don't even want to disrespect you like that. What the hell is going on here? Anyway, let's move on, mother lovers. I know you want some more music. This is the hip hop show right here. We do have a special guest coming up very soon who goes by the name of Morel. So I might as well play his tune now for you bitches and bitchettes.
Day. Now I've got a son, I need to pave the way. Back to that groundhog day, that same paper chase. The frosted windows of my car, fingers crossed the engine starts. Hoping my petrol lasts another 500 yards. Can't be late again, that's a red card. I've got bills for days, I've got bills to pay. With a scrunched up receipt, some poor peggers loose change. Giving me the screw face.
Tired and yawning, late nights, early morning. Feels like you're free falling. Is it ever gonna stop? Tired and yawning, late nights, early mornings. Feels like you're free falling. Is it ever gonna stop?
It's a new day, but ain't changed. I walk to work in the rain, plotting a way to escape. Fed up, feeling grey. I never made a profit, dusting my wallet, so I dusted off my knowledge. Another day in the office, then I'm back to the yard to kick back. Don't forget the six pack, home comfort, shared with the riff raff. Sit back, admire what we created. I thought you might have faded, we are going back to basics.
Tired and yawning, late nights, early morning. Feels like I'm free floating. Is it ever gonna stop? Tired and yawning, late nights, early mornings. Feels like I'm free floating. Is it ever gonna stop?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G for the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G rapping the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shantae, please believe it, from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
Radio.
The hip hop show.
Hip hop show with my homegirl, Sarah Love.
Mice
and my boy, Mice Diggy. You heard?
That drop, boy, gives me tingles, man. Yes, man. You lot just heard Morel right there. Late nights and early mornings. Beautiful track. We got him later on in the studio to chat about that track. And, of course, more material coming up, videos and all that. So I'm looking forward to that. But right about now, mother lovers, we are joined by a very special guest. Very special guest. I have to say this because I've known this guy. Actually, I've known his name for quite some time because... he's a producer, like mainly a producer, right? Also rap as well, though. And yeah, he's got bars. But I heard his name originally from back in the day. There was this event called Jump Off. And I think I hosted one of the I think I hosted the first two or three sort of battles that they used to have, which was MC battles mainly, but then they moved on to like different types of battles. I ain't going to go into all of them because some of them are a bit weird, but the producer battles were really cool. So in terms of like, you know, obviously we get a lot of producers sending in beats for the open mic, but you'd go down there live and have to like sort of produce music in front of people. You might have been, you're gonna have to break it down a bit more for me, but you know, it's amazing to hear that. But how I heard your name was one of my friends got asked to jump in because you were like, I think it was once you won 7 in a row, you get a whole load of money in it. So you were on number 6. Yeah. And mother, yo, bro, yeah, he's about to win his 7th one. We need someone to beat him. Can you come in? I was like, right, that's something, you know what I mean? But it's hilarious. So that's what I first heard your name. And then after that, I started hearing your production with a bunch of different people. But Natty P, man, welcome to the show,
sir,
brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes,
thanks
good
for
to have you,
me,
man.
Bro. Jeez, finally made it down here. And
yeah,
that.
Exactly,
legendary
man.
Legendary foo bar and that. Jeez.
So you've been busy, like, you know, since, obviously, I'm talking early 2000s with all of that shit, but you've been on the grind independently and you know, on a commercial level as well, right?
Yeah, since basically. Then. I've basically been freelancing for about, I think, maybe 15 years. I think I got my first tune got played on Kiss when I was like 17, and I'm
serious?
Like, I'm gonna be 33 next month.
Wow.
So yeah, and it's like I've tried to be consistent, but it's like constantly been releasing music, working with people. Like, just in case people don't know, I'm just gonna say I always do this.
I was gonna ask you anyway.
Yeah,
you got that's a heavy little list to have. So who have you worked with throughout this 20 years so far?
So I've worked with Doc Brown, Loki, Pagey Cakey, Wretch 32, Loom Generals, Cassie's Dead. Jazz Kahina, who else I've done a remix for Busta Rhymes, Maverick Sabar, Skepta, bare people I'm forgetting, Getz, Lady Likes, everyone's gonna kill
you're
me, bro.
You know what? If they come up SLE, during the while we're talking, just say, and blah blah blah.
This person,
Young's
that person,
Steph,
Kais, Klashnikov, Kaiser, Pirelli, Sway, Baby Blue,
So some people have come and gone as well. So you've been through.
Yeah, I've seen hip hop go from just being sort of like a Mandem sausage fest only thing to being like actually having women at the rave.
How did you get into production originally? Because obviously hearing about, like, you know, we want to talk about the jump off thing as well, because I used to find that, I was like, wow, how the hell are they doing that, like, on the spot?
Crazy,
you know, you're
still
given these sounds and then like you got to make a beat from it. How did you start off with production? Like, were you a musician already?
No, basically because I was a rapper first, didn't it? Like you said, I was like rap and producing is like kind of go hand in hand for me still, but production just, I find it kind of effortless or whatever. But I always struggled to find beats to rap on, innit? Because back in the day, you get a CD and maybe you get a little instrumental version or stuff like that, but they were kind of few and far between, innit? So I was like, I should just like learn how to make beats, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And then like my nan, she got me a keyboard, and it, because like you could like write little loops in it.
What keyboard?
It's like
was
a little Yamaha, probably like 50 quid from Argos. Ones
you
there,
gotta
like,
start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So I used to write little loops in that, and then when I was in college, I saved up my EMA money, like £30 a week, and I got MPC 2000 XL, and I was just banging out beats on that, man. Like,
what
that was
I find
it.
Interesting is like, because I always ask producers about this, because for me, like, look, when I started writing rhymes and whatnot, and the same thing, I was trying to find beats to rap on.
Yeah.
And why I asked you about the keyboard is I went and bought a Korg. There was a guy, I was working at this market research place, he said, I'm selling my Korg keyboard, and I think it was an Amiga as well, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can make some beats to write.
I thought
I was making beats until I met producers that knew what they were doing. Yeah. I met Bluefoot, and he had like the S95, and he was working on Cubase, I think it was.
I got Cubase
but
as well.
How did you know to get an MPC? Where did you find out, like, oh, okay,
that's
this is the
question.
Machine I need?
You know what is, Colony. I don't know if you remember the Colony.
Conspicuous. His
thing. So I went up to their studio, and they had one there, innit? But the when I was a bit younger, there was a youth club, Lancaster Youth Centre in Ladbroke Grove.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Of course, Lanx, yeah. It's closed down now, but there, they had a setup in it, but they didn't have an NPC, but everyone was like, the NPC's the thing you need to get in it.
Everyone was talking about
that. Yeah, everyone was gaffing it. So I was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, boom, you need to get NPC. So I saved up for that.
Same.
I had an NPC before I had a computer. Like, one of the first big jobs I did was Big Brothers. I don't know if you remember
them.
Yeah,
my sister was in their video.
Is it?
Yeah, man, this is you ain't see it. There's a lot of black faces in there. You wouldn't recognize her, but she was mad happy. Yeah, I'm in the Big Brothers video. Then we watch the channel. You was like, okay, which one
where
is you?
At?
Like,
that's jokes. Yeah, so I did I can't remember what it was. I did a remix and I also sold them a beat. And I didn't even have a computer. I just had an MPC, like, and I was like 18, and they gave me like $2,000, Sony or whatever.
Serious.
So I was walking around like 18, $2,000 in my bag.
I
was
like, yeah, I want one of these.
What the hell? What? Like, do you know what I'm saying? I was like, I bought bare equipment, like clothes. It's ridiculous, man. Like, I weren't supposed to have that money.
Was that your
age.
First check from being a producer?
Definitely. I've only been producing properly for like 2 years.
Serious?
Yeah, man. Like,
so how did you know what to do? Because then you couldn't Google shit. Like, okay, this is what you do with. When I see people producing on the MPC, I'm just like, bruv, I'm sticking to the writing.
You know what I did? When I got my MPC, I'm pretty sure it must have been summer holidays or something, because I locked myself in my bedroom for like 3 weeks. And I didn't come out until I made a beat that was half decent for me and my dons to rap on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, that man, there's a fat manual, was like thick, like the Bible or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, I ain't reading no manual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just figure it out. So yeah, that was it, bruv. You just
figured it out. Yeah, you was like, okay, that don't work. Out. This don't
yeah,
work. That
yeah,
does.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is it. This is how you chop up samples or whatever. But I don't even have the MPC no more.
What are you working on now?
I'm just on Cubase, bruv. Still old school Cubase from the studio in Lancaster, bruv. Cubase 5, bruv.
Serious?
Yeah, I don't
Why
know.
Why is that?
I'm just used to it. Like, I'm just familiar. Like, I don't know if anyone see me making beats or whatever. They see me just whizzing around it, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I would change.
And it's like what they say. It's not what you use, it's how you use
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. Bruv.
So do you feel you've mastered like making beats on Cubase then?
I would probably say, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would say, because it's just like, I find it really easy to like just knock stuff up. It's just, yeah, a piece of piss, man.
And so, like, let's take it back to that, the jump off days, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, in terms of the pressure of like being in front of a crowd,
yeah,
you know, and what did they do? They gave you sounds to use, or you
basically, yeah, they had like a laptop and they had like a little drum machine and a little keyboard. So, and the sounds were sort of like set up already, like they had on the keyboard and the drum machine, it was like you got your drum sounds or whatever, and then sometimes they'd have like a sample or like a trumpet sound or whatever, like, yeah.
And you have to flip that.
Yeah, you have to flip it. But I just like, because obviously I was used to the MPC. To me, it was just like, it was the same thing, innit?
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? I just tell the engineer, like, boom, records. I just want like a 4-bar loop. I'd put my drums down and then put a little sample thing and that, like.
Oh, so they had someone there recording what you were doing and then
basically,
they looped that.
Yeah, because obviously everyone uses different equipment. Because
I was, I was baffled.
Saying?
Like, how the hell did they know what they're using right there?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
And so, for people who don't know, like I said, so you're in front of a crowd.
This is
a whole different thing.
Pressure was real, bro.
Bro, we have it with MCs come on here. You hear their music and you're like, yeah, you can rap. But you forget that there's a different element in terms of there are lights on, there are people watching you, there's a camera filming you. It's a whole different type of pressure. And then there's a different pressure when you're in front of a crowd doing live shit.
Yeah,
so in terms of being a beat maker, you're doing this in your bedroom all the time. Yeah, there might be one or two of the man them there, but what is it like now? Yeah. I got all these people staring at me like
you
I'm
know
an
what,
artist.
Bruv? I'll tell you what's funny. At that time, I found it really difficult to make beats in front of people in my room, because I was I'll be like, wow, what if they don't like the beat? What if it turns out shit? Like, I felt under pressure, but I felt more at ease on stage making beats in front
Serious?
Of everyone. Yeah, it's weird.
Do you think maybe it's to do with the energy that you're getting?
Definitely.
From
instant reaction, bruv. Like, if I'll be working on something and then a whole crowd goes, whoa, I meant to do that. You know what I mean? Or if I'm doing something and then it's just dead, I'm like, nah, I need to do something else. It's like you get instant feedback, so
straight away, which is similar to for an MC doing the
That's
open
true.
Mic. It's instant
exactly.
feedback, like okay, they're feeling my flow.
Yeah.
And in terms to, would you say that you learned a lot from doing that? Because I feel like that's like a highly intense situation to be in and be creative at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. What I think I learned from it was the fact that you don't really need 3 hours to make a beat. You can make a beat. We had 5 minutes to jump off, innit? Yeah, so do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was, some of the beats that I made, I actually got to take home and listen to, and I was like, these are all right, you know, still. You know, they're ones there. You don't need that long to make a beat. Like, you can get that, you can make it bang within 10 minutes max, I think. Like, I try not to spend too long on beats. Like, and that's what I've carried from it, is just like, just bang them out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I heard the same thing about the late, great Dilla, that he wouldn't spend longer than 15 minutes. Apparently, 10 minutes in, if he wasn't sure about the beat, he'd give it 5 more minutes and then he'd be like, no,
that's
I'm done.
It. That's it, bro.
So I think that's a good way. And then that way, it keeps you so prolific. So in terms of what how you've been you know, navigating your way through your career, it's because you'll be able to churn out stuff that quickly. And also, what kind of name did it give you being that? Because like I said, I heard of you through that. And I'm sure, you know, your name's probably floated about off the back of, like, this kid every week comes in and makes a few bangers.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. That's probably why, well, not probably, it's definitely why I'm more well-known as a producer than an artist. As an artist, I've probably put out maybe 3 or 4 projects.
So as a rapper?
Yeah.
Because I think you're as a producer, you're an artist as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
I had to correct myself.
Fair enough. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, sometimes I'll make a beat for someone, I forget about it, and then they'll hit me up like, oh yeah, that's going on the album, like the album's going to be released on whatever label, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, sick. But there's been times when I've been fortunate enough, I've had more time and I've been able to make like 10 beats a day. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and like all of those beats will probably go to an artist and like they'll end up doing something with them. Do you know what I'm saying? So in a week, I'm making like 60 tunes.
Serious?
Yeah. That's, you know what crazy, I'm saying? Man. So obviously not everything comes out. Well,
but still, to have that amount of creative, you know, juice flowing.
Yeah.
I think that's something there, you know, that says a lot.
I think like, I don't know, because I do a lot of different genres, not just like hip-hop or R&B. I'm always kind of forced to do something different. It kind of, it makes me have a whole bunch of different ideas I wouldn't use. So like if I'm making a grime beat, I can draw for some like maybe Indian influence or something, because some of the stuff I've done in that genre, I can bring to the grime or the hip-hop, or, you know, or the dubstep, I can bring that over to the hip-hop and stuff like that, you know?
So what's your favorite genre of music to make?
Don't really have a favorite. Nah. Probably hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, after all these years, it's still hip hop.
So you started off as a hip hop producer, would you say?
Yeah.
And what was your introduction to hip hop? Like your first memory of.
I can tell you the first record I got, which I'll probably say is what was the catalyst for my love of hip hop, which is Big Daddy Kane, Long Live the Kane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Serious?
I got that. I just like the cover. Like, I think I went shopping with my mum or my dad or something like that, and it was like, you can buy any record you like.
Serious?
Like, it's like pink. Yeah, it had this mad cold chilling and whatever, pink, blue, white, and I was like, yeah, that one.
That, yeah.
I took it home and listened to it. I was like, raw, like, never heard nothing
that's
like it.
That's crazy.
And I learned the bars within the week and that, like, I don't know how old I was, like 8 or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're too young
I was bare young. But from then, I was like, I just knew, like, hip-hop was the thing for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
And the beautiful thing, I like what you do, because you're still able to, you know, we've got a lot of like the hip hop thing, and like somebody just sent in a message about like real hip hop, the term of real hip hop. And I kind of get annoyed at that as well, because I feel like real hip hop can be any style of hip, you know. Now we've got all these subgenres, it can be any of them, it can be real to the person. But in terms of like the music, so say like what you're talking about with Big Daddy Kane, that's to me is more traditional style of hip hop, you know. We've moved on
at that point. Other things hadn't emerged, didn't it? You know, say like down south or even like West Coast rap. All these things didn't even exist like the 90s or whatever, innit? But I think, I always say this, but like I love all hip hop. I love mumble rap. I love it all, bruv. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think the subgenres would definitely be easier for people to navigate, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if you're calling it hip hop, you can't say someone like Kodak Black does the same thing as Talib Kweli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's completely different, but in the same breath, it's like rock music. You got fucking Marilyn Manson. They don't do the same thing as Coldplay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The subgenres,
music,
bruv. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
they've
got theirs.
Right.
We should have ours, bruv. I think it's only right.
Who's your favourite mumble rapper at the moment then?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you see?
I don't know.
It's hard to... There's too many of them, bruv.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because you know what? I kind of like,
I know there's a little in front.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest with you, I just like the odd tune. It's not really like... I can't say I banged out too many mumble rap projects. Like, and plus, I think even the mumble rap, that genre in itself is like... That's getting a bit like... Have you heard of this Denzel Curry guy now? Yeah. He did the Ultimate tune a few years ago. I thought he was on this mumble rap thing because he done that. You know, there was the XL freshman.
Yeah.
So he was people on that. So I thought, oh, he's some mumble rapper, but he's kind of sick or whatever. Yeah. And like Kodak Black and all of these people. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. But he's dope, bruv. Yeah. Denzel Curry's like, he's got rap shit. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Okay. That we would appreciate. Yeah. Like, the purists would appreciate as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I find interesting about the times we're in now where you're going to get that. It's going to happen now where there are people that, like, this is why I liked Odd Future, because they were still stupid. Yeah. For me, it was like a mixture of N.W.A. and De La Soul.
Yeah,
that's what it reminded me. Like, put that together. This is what you got. Just the crazy.
Yeah.
You got a bit of consciousness here. You got straight up devil worshipping here. You know, it's all over the place. Yeah. But this is the world we live in. We've grown up with all these different styles of music. It's like, why not it melt into one pop?
Yeah.
But speaking of music, you got some new shit coming out then.
Yes, I do. I always got new shit coming out. That's how it is, bruv. Well, the last tune I put out on myself as a rapper was Reprobate, which come out December 12th. I think the video dropped for that. And basically just about the struggles of being a person of colour in the city of London. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I like that intro, man. We might as well listen to it now. So you produced this as well?
I produced it, mixed it, everything.
All right, let's check this out. Reprobate by Natty P, mother lovers. Check it.
I'm a monster, never prim and proper. The THC got my eyes redder than a lobster. Bun an imposter, run him off the block. Blood, I terminate him like Arnie, get him to the chopper. Motherfucker copper, tryna lock us up, cause the pigment of my skin isn't that much like a colour. Is it any wonder they wanna put us under? And if they wanna chase us, of course I'm gonna run, bruv. Cause I'm young, black, stacking up the cash, and they want man back in a bully van. But it's not that, I ain't robbing any banks. Yeah, I got grams, but that's for my gang and fam. Cause we're waiting like we're signaling the plane, and I'm praying someone gets some disinterpreted to hate and want us to make a mistake. But we're taking our lives to a better place. They're calling me a reprobate while acting like some renegades. Them pigs wanna hunt me down just because my skin is brown. How it goes in London town, and this is why I burn it down.
You know, sort of upset me, and then he turned his attentions to me and started, basically, he said, you know, go home.
Calling me a run in an English chip shop. Call me Tiny Temper cause I'm making peas of hip hop. We don't look alike, but just because my skin's not, it's Snow White. Oh shit, there's been a mix up. Is that Skepta or is it Dizzy Rask? The boy in the corner or the microphone champ? Even when the man them got Skriller in the bank, there still ain't no respect cause all they see is black. Well, I ain't taking this shit anymore cause we stayed here since the wind rush hit the shores. Moving flay. Like my animals, the wolf, like a slave. Shit, they can't whip us anymore. But they're trying to keep us in the cage, even though we didn't want to be here anyway. And they know we're gonna level up again, and they don't want us to be in a better place. They're calling me a reprobate while acting like some renegades. Them pigs wanna hunt me down just because my skin is brown. How it goes in London town, and this is why I burn it down.
That's reprobate.
Yeah.
You made the beat.
Yeah, man.
You made the raps.
Yeah.
He sang.
Yeah.
Nah, you pee, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I admit, my mistake. I, you know,
see what? You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I love my skits and that as well. Do you know what I mean?
You got it, man. There,
yeah.
that's
I'm old school, man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's the problem with projects these days. No skits and interludes and stuff, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm finding strange as well? Is it feels like I do feel, in terms of me making music, I feel like there's no point. You don't need to make a long ass tune anymore.
Nah.
People don't really care for a 5 minute song or whatever.
It's not even that.
It feels
anymore,
like everything is like 2 16s and a chorus.
Basically,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird as well. But I do like when, you know, like that, you at the end of the tune, you got some way to end it. I've always, I prefer some type of ending than just like the fade out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Me
I don't
too,
know what
it's
it is.
A cheat, like, it's a cop out. You know, it's fade kinda, the tune down. Do you know what I mean?
It is. So there's a video for this then,
yeah, video on UK Overstood. Yeah, come out in December, so go check that out. The tune itself is on SoundCloud. I'll probably release it as a streaming single or something like that at some point as well.
So what are you doing? You testing the waters to see whether it's worth putting out like a full project?
Oh, no,
or what?
I'm putting out a full project because I've been writing in it, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm just like waiting because I don't want to just put it out and just it's out or whatever. I kind of want to do it like a project, you know, like do nice video, put some money into promo and all of that stuff that I'd like never do.
Money into promo, yeah, it's I know. Fucking annoying, isn't it? That's what the record labels are there for.
Exactly, exactly. But the problem is, obviously, they want to take you on when you're already acting like you're silent and shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
How is it now? Because I do feel for the producers out there. I feel like, you know, when I started putting music out. Early 2000, it was like, you know, a lot more producers seemed to be, I wouldn't say like it felt like a lot more producers were active, because there's still a lot going around now, but it felt like producers were making more money off of their production back then as opposed to now, because it's changed a bit. The game has changed, the whole digital side.
Yeah, definitely.
How have you found it in terms of like, there's an evolution you got to go through.
Yeah,
like,
it's true. You got to evolve. You definitely got to evolve. I think the biggest change is the fact now, see like how I was saying how I started as a producer because I couldn't find no beats.
Beats, yeah.
Nowadays, beats are fucking everywhere,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Beatport, you got
Do
this
Do you know
whole...
what I'm saying? You can go on YouTube and type J Dilla type beat or Dr. Dre type beat and you're going to find a whole plethora of shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I always find that shit weird, man.
Bro, this is how it is, isn't it? Because you know what? Like artists, rappers and shit, they don't want to pay for no beats, bro. They got to pay for their video. They got to pay for the promo. They got to pay for this and that. They don't want to have to pay for beats, especially if they can get them for free off YouTube. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So I don't really blame them. Yeah. I don't blame them, bro. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is what I find weird is like, yeah, I need a Dilla sounding to Google.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dilla sounding beat. You know,
that
it's like.
Weird. I find that weird as well.
You know what I mean? And let alone the producers doing it, it almost feels like there's a. For lack of a better term, there's like a subgenre of artistry going on. So it's like there are people that I don't know. I thought you were going to say it, that there are people out there that they just want to rap on a beat that sounds like Dre's. They don't necessarily want to put it out.
They probably do.
They just I just want some beats that sound like Dre's or sound.
That's
like-
the thing as well. I feel like the one of the other big things as well, which is what I've tried to carry through, is the lack of originality, bro. Like I feel like everything is like, oh yeah, it's like this. But bruh. Like updated, oh, it's like a 90s thing, but it's like new or whatever.
That shit
everything's
is
that,
hard
bro.
To
Do you
swallow,
know what I'm saying? Oh,
that shit's weird. And you know, the scary part is like where it almost feels like we're just allowing that to go on.
I know.
You know, like now, you know, in terms of MCs now, there's no denying.
Yeah.
You could go like, oh, that guy's a Nas fan.
Yeah,
that guy's a
Dilla
Dilla fan.
Definitely,
but they're almost
definitely.
Getting love off of the back of sounding that.
It's true.
Like that.
It's true. It's true. Like, look at Designer, bruv. Like his whole shtick is like he's like Future. Like back in the day, bruv, do you remember fucking what's his name again? Gorilla Black.
He's
sounded like Biggie, bruv. It's like,
well, Shine, you can take
shit.
It further back.
That's
with
true,
Shine.
Shine
got signed because he sounded like Biggie.
That's true, yeah.
When
exactly.
we had first heard that Shine, I can't remember the name of it. It was like, yo, he sounds like Biggie.
Yeah.
And that was kind of weird, you know. To me, it was always a bit strange. Like when Nas first came out, he sounded like a young Rakim.
Yeah.
Or you know, but when it was time for him to put out his album, that had all gone. He'd found his voice, he'd found himself.
Yeah.
Whereas now it feels like, oh, I can just try and sound like them and then
it's true,
you know?
Bruv, the amount of fucking Chester P clones there are out there, bro.
Hey.
Well, a lot.
You know what? We had him on the show. If you want to listen to that, go to foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop and he did address it. I was so like, oh shit,
he's aware.
You almost feel like he's not aware of it, but then he said it.
he must be, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can all, you hear it and you're like, the Jess sounding or Chester sounding.
Chester.
You know, it's amazing,
it's
but,
crazy,
and he said, you know, it's a form of flattery. It definitely is, but, you know, it's hard for me to watch and see people doing really well off of the back of that.
I know.
And, you know.
It's weird. It's just weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
It's almost like, just being an imitation, like that's your job or something. Like, you know, you got certain people, they're like lookalikes or something like that.
Yeah.
That's their thing. Like a Kim Kardashian lookalike or a fucking Pierce Brosnan or something. Like, I'm a Pierce Brosnan lookalike.
No, the
whatever.
Queen lookalike. She's everywhere. That, yeah. That one woman that's the Queen lookalike. She's been looking like that for 30 years and shit.
In movies
changed.
And
yeah.
That. Like, that's her job, bro.
Yeah, yeah, standard. Like, she all talks like her, everything,
yeah,
boy.
Exactly. But yeah, that's, I feel like for hip hop, for me coming up, yeah, I loved it because everyone was different. Like,
the
whatever you like, there's something for you. Like, whether you like Prodigy, Redman, it's all different, isn't it? Do you know
I
what
spits
saying?
My shits like yeah. this. You know, people exactly. used to rap all crazy shit,
yeah,
and
bro,
it might
proper.
Not have been your taking, but yeah. you know, at least the variety was there. Whereas yeah. now it just feels like fuck. You know, I mean, yeah. he's just doing what he's just done.
Yeah,
or she's doing
exactly.
What's...
It's weird, bro.
Boy,
like,
it's a mad one.
Yeah, even for producers as well. I feel like what's giving me the longevity is that I tend to like not necessarily do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when
same
I try
here.
To, it comes out fucked up. Do you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Like, I just don't. I think like doing stuff that comes from your own mind will keep you you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
No, you can. There's only one you. Only you can be you. Every,
yeah.
If you try and be something else, it just doesn't make sense. Do you
it's
know what
true,
I mean?
It's true, bruv. It's facts, bruv.
Like, it's just like the American accent thing. I think
oh.
you're bound to sound like somebody in America. But
yeah.
if you have your own voice, like, that's it. You sound like you.
That's true.
So you've already yeah. X'd out any of those problems.
Yeah.
But listen, we got to carry on with the show. This is the hip hop show right here. Myself, Mice Diggy. I got my guest in here by the name of
Nutty P.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, man, so you got a production album coming out
yeah,
as got, well, you
it's
said.
It's actually out now.
Oh, is it out now?
It's out now, yeah.
What's
Nutty on the Buttons. Nutty on the Buttons.
Is that the first, is this like the first episode in a series or?
Yeah, probably. Because basically the beats are all from tracks that are produced for people over the last
nice.
Year. So there's a Pagey beat on there, Ard Adsby and Young's Teff, a few other people.
Mm.
So it's just like a 6-track instrumental project. It's on iTunes, Spotify. So go cop that shit.
Ah,
you get me? Or
make
stream
sure,
it.
Man.
You know, make sure you stream it 10,000 times so it counts as a sale though, please. Yeah, we're trying to eat out here.
10,000 times, it's got
something
be.
Like that, something dumb like that.
Spotify,
bro. All streaming, I think, like YouTube,
yeah.
iTunes, it's got a, like 5,000
places.
Like one.
Yeah, I've got you on Spotify.
I know.
Big
up, you got my whole collection
I'm gonna
for
go and
free.
Cry now. Yeah, on the inside, I'm crying. Bro, waterfalls. But yo, you lot know I do my investigations each and every week. Mice Investigates. This week, in terms of someone being sacked from their job, what's the craziest story you've ever heard or come across? I got some other answers here. Shout out to shout out to George Crimson. He says a mate's colleague thought he was being really clever and funny and took an overnight bag to work the day of their Christmas party. His plan was to stay out longer, drinking and sneak back to the office afterwards. He commuted into London. Oh, yeah, that's in brackets. He commuted into London. London. And he says, and sleep on a sofa for a bit, take a shower and be at his desk before anyone else arrived looking fresh as Daisy. He forgot to take his swipe card with him when he went for a piss, though, and got locked out of the office, but also couldn't get to the toilet. That's in brackets as well. He had to spend the night in his pants and t-shirt in the stairwell as he didn't dare set off the fire alarm door.
Oh,
set off the fire door alarm. He was woken up by a security guard having wet himself and was fired that morning.
Oh my days.
Should have just stayed at a mate's house. Fuck you, know, that is crazy. That's a mad story.
That's fucked.
Jesus. Shout to Wukash. He says, a mate of mine. I like how everyone starts with a mate or a colleague.
Yeah. It's actually you know them, I mean? Innit? Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure it is. Shout to Wukash. He says, a mate of mine from a courier company was asked to dispose of a pallet of water bottles. It was a hot day and they were being literally thrown out. On the way to the skip, he opened one bottle, had a few swigs out of it, and threw the rest away. Cameras were watching and he got sacked for theft. Fuck!
What? Oh my days.
He got sacked for theft. True story. But in reading, there's a security guard who was done for stealing, and even after he proved his innocence, they wouldn't remove gross misconduct from his record. He spent about half a year afterwards on top of the roof of that store in protest.
Wow.
People are crazy, man.
Isn't it?
He said it was in the papers and everything. The guy still can't find decent work. Yeah. I'm not surprised,
I wonder
why. Man. Isn't it? He's staying on the roof. Like, what do you expect, man? Jesus Christ. Yo, hit us up with any more of your stories regarding somebody getting sacked in a fucked up way. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you could tweet us @foodbarradio, or you could tweet me. @MiceDiggy, bitches and bitchettes. Nutty, you know anyone who's been sacked in a messed up way?
Well, I got sacked on Christmas Eve once.
Is it?
Pretty fucked up.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas
Eve.
How
the fuck did you get sacked on Christmas Eve?
So I'm pretty sure my manager didn't like me. I used to work in Threshers, you know, the wine shop.
Mm.
So I used to work there, man. It was a small shop and we used to get maybe 3 or 4 customers a day. So I understand why I got sacked in it, because I used to just sip on a bottle of wine the whole day I was there. Getting high off my own supply. So anyway, I was still sort of like, I was part time in it. So I still had to go job center now. So Christmas Eve, I'm up at the job center and my manager phones me up and he's like, "You're supposed to be at work." And I was like, "Well, I didn't know." Do you know what I mean? He didn't tell me or whatever. He's "Well, if you would have come in yesterday, you would have saw that your name was on the rota." I'm like, "Why would I come in on my day off? Don't be dumb. Do you know what I'm saying?" And he's like, "Bruvs, I'm going to have to let you go, you know." And I was like,
he said it like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Bruv."
Well, no, he didn't say "bruv." Yeah, he's an older Italian gentleman.
Bruv sacked me with "bruv." Like we related, like, but yeah, fuck off out of here.
Yeah, I got sacked on Christmas Eve. But I tell you what, that was what led me into being a full-time musician. I was like, fuck these jobs, bruv. I can't do it. I can't work for someone else. Like, even if I've got to be poor and eat noodles for a whole year until I make any bread, which is basically what happened, then so be it. But I'm glad, because this year marks the 10th year I've been self-employed as a musician. Woo, so
10 years.
Yeah, I'm glad I got fired. I'm glad I got fired on that Christmas Eve. It was eventful.
You see, this is why we talk about these sort of things. This is the life hack that people got to understand. You know, the job doesn't mean everything. It just means you might get a little bit of change here now and again. There are other places where you can get a whole lot more, mother lovers.
Exactly.
Don't ask me where, because I don't know. That's your life, not mine. Let's get into some music right about now. This is Tiger and the Mantis, Inspector Deck and GZA with Satin Brand.
Song gets rougher while I'm rhyming. Pretty women, guns and diamonds. I'm living this truth that I manifest, so I ain't gotta say I'm the best. Y'all already know about the killer murder one flow. In the toe-to-toe swordplay, when I play with these other MCs, I supersede true indeed. Talent that I got will resock the spot. Competition, I'll be burning hot. Jamaica beat sand while I be clocked with no sock. I sit and write dark non-stop. Into the night, thought takes flight. Follow it and don't lose sight. We about to reach heights only few imagine. But it's all real, 20 mil large bills stacked up. Took us like 3 days to count it up. Along with the drinking, smoking and chilling. Tiger Claw with the Mantis chanting.
This is the Tiger's entry. It sets the hands. Watch. Just like this. Watch carefully now. It's easy. Well then. Now look, you may not realize this, but the Tiger style is tough, and you might get hurt. I know that.
Yeah.
Right.
I hit quick with the scorpion sting. It was said that I'm the one, like I was on the Morpheus wing. Let me guide you, I walk with a king, Lord of the Ring. Show up on scene to the warrior's theme. That's your highness, Ron O'Neill, on my super fly. So stoned like I gazed in Medusa eyes. They whispering true lies. Why? When they throw a deuce high when he cruise by. Rebel the great, sick with the medical case. All money like the president face. You ain't live it, you can never relate. Hard times on the grind, make a nigga leave 7 for 8. Flow cold as a Chirac youth, so savage. Doing this back since the pissy mattress. Tiger and the Mantis, chanters, 365. Cause 24-7, I can't quit.
That style. Mantis.
How mighty is the pen? Powerful enough to exert strength equivalent to a forceful wind. And on another note, it's just a specialized instrument. For writing many degrees, the knowledge is infinite. This work here is eclectic, gathered from a broad range, and its food for thought is electric. Completely organic and ripe for all seasons. Purifying fire, penetrating all regions. The words they integrate, sentences that stimulate. Sterile mind can't define, he imitate. Some need laser correction, cause his vision is a dream that's plagued by distorted perception.
Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy, Big Daddy Kane. For those that can spell, the BIGDADDYKANE. And I'm in here right now with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy doing big things, you heard?
Killer Keller.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Fubar Radio.
Light 'em up.
You know what I mean? We got names giving us shout outs here. Don't even try it like this. This is the hip hop show, mother lovers. You just heard a track with Inspector Deck and GZA. You know what I mean? That was a bit sneaky there. I was like, right, where did that come from? I just love how these lot are throwing out tracks left, right, and center. And have you heard the Wu album?
Yeah, man.
The latest one.
Yeah, I like it still. I think it's the best thing they've done in a little while, bruv, to be honest with you.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
to think. I mean, you know, we spoke with RZA and all that, and he was happy to let Mathematics do, I wanted to say the dirty work.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. He was happy to let him do it, and it worked, man. I listened to the album. I was like, yo, this sounds like a Wu album.
Yeah, exactly. Now. Apparently, it was supposed to be, I think it was like a Mathematics and Meth album.
Yeah,
at
originally,
first.
Yeah.
And then more people started getting involved.
Got involved, as well as I think I kind of got the gist that, you know, it felt like RZA felt like, oh, let somebody else do it. I don't want to fuck it up again for you. him being sarcastic saying
real,
that, but that's what it kind of felt like. So that was wicked to hear that track there. So Natty P, how can everyone get hold of you, man?
Everyone can contact me at Twitter. No, wait. On the Twitter, at my name is Natty P.
Mm-hmm.
Same for the Instagram, Facebook. Just search Natty P. You'll find me. I'm an accessible guy, man.
Are you active on the socials?
I'm active.
Yeah?
I'm about. So holler me and I'll holler back, bruvs.
Wicked, man.
Yes, bruv.
Good to have you come
Thanks
through,
Thanks for having me. And make sure everyone goes and gets Natty on the Buttons Volume 1 out now. And whatever else I do, get it all.
That's right, mother lovers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, bro.
Safe, bruv.
Over on the other side here, we have another special guest, man. He's been over here on the open mic scene, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing on the open mic. We've had him here. How many times have you been up here? Twice? This is the third time now. I haven't turned you up here. I was just waiting for the nod, you know what I mean? Let's welcome in Morel.
Yeah.
Morel.
What's going on?
The kid with no morals. Where are you from? High Wycombe, innit? I got that right,
yeah.
How you doing, bruv?
Yeah, man, good. Just busy. Just
mad busy.
Yeah, like I'm in my like final year of uni, so things are just crazy hectic.
Serious.
You know, and then obviously with the music thing as well, like it's going well, so.
How are you fighting? Because then you got a kid as well.
Yeah, I've got a kid as well, yeah.
How's he doing?
Yeah, man, he's good. Yeah. Every day is like a new adventure with him, man. Like, he's growing and, you know, learning new things.
Yeah.
Still waiting for him to walk. But still, you know.
Yeah, don't rush
because that's the thing. I think I can wait. Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to rush the walking bit.
Yeah,
but it is nice to see, you know, when kids walk early as well. Like, they're already walking. How old are they? 2 weeks, bro. It's like competition between the parents. Right, when did you all start walking?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel
like some people jerk it. Yeah. 6 months in, he was already, whatever.
That's it.
That's good to hear. And you've released some material, of course. That's,
I have,
you know, the reason why you're here.
Yeah.
Loving the we played the track earlier. Late nights,
early mornings.
Yeah. Who produced that?
A guy called Diesel from Luton.
Mm.
Yeah, man, seriously talented producer. I've been working with him on pretty much all of the up and coming EP tracks. Basically co-produced by another producer. And Diesel was main producer at the moment. So
sweet.
Yeah, man. But that thing, you know, it could change. You know, throughout, you know what it's like being in the studio.
When you say that, in terms of it being an EP or?
I definitely want it to be an EP. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely an EP.
What are you saying could change though? What could change?
I'm on about more like the producers. So working with different producers because we haven't got we've got like people that are lined up. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how it is in music. Some people might not deliver, you know,
So you've already been through that.
So I don't put all my eggs
the
in
wicked
one basket
world of
anymore.
Hip-hop.
I don't put all my eggs in one basket.
It's a funny
anymore.
One. I mean, obviously because it's an independent game we're playing, you know, no one is like contractually obligated to provide things by 2 weeks time, bruv. You know, and so it's a bit awkward as well because you start off where there's not a whole load of money involved as well. But I think through that you start to learn who's really about this, who's really hungry, who's really not, and that's how you start building a team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want your team to be people that have the same vision that you do, believe in you like you do, you know, and you believe in them the same way as well. So these are all like teething problems that you might go through, but through this you start to learn who's who and who you should
definitely.
Be and shouldn't be working with. How definitely. Did you link up with you made the link with Global Faction on the video late nights, early mornings?
I spoke to Joel, who worked, I think he's like the owner or something
CEO,
like that.
CEO.
Boss,
man.
That's it, man. But I just dropped him an email and basically just kind of sent him the track. Like, when I do a track, I just kind of plug it to as many people as possible. Mm. Not in a spam way, you know, but like I'll just do like little kind of personal emails to people, you know what I mean, to say that, you know, obviously I've got a new track coming or you know, new videos out. Mm. I find it better being actually like more personal mm-hmm. to the person that you know you want to listen to your
instead
music.
Instead of the copy paste, like,
that's what
what's
I mean.
Going on, bruv?
That's what I mean. So, yeah, don't get me wrong, I've done that, do you know what I mean, before, but.
That's why you don't do it.
Yeah,
though,
exactly.
You see,
like exactly.
Are, yeah, bruv, easy with the copy and paste
that's
emails.
That's what I mean. And then you go on your YouTube and you see, oh, there's another dislike.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean? So, no, I don't, like, yeah, you know, I just do pretty much just do a personal thing now. And let people know.
So when are you planning to release the EP? What's the name of it as well?
So basically the
planning. You know what? That's why
I said
planning.
See this is the the first, I mean, this is the first time that I've kind of announced it, to be honest. So the EP is going to be called Noah, which is an acronym for my son. Obviously my son's called Noah, but basically that's an acronym for Notions of Adulthood. Mm. So basically, like, kind of the as you
it's getting a bit deep, man. Yeah. I've got a little chill.
Oh, don't get me wrong, man. The EP is going to be deep. Like, yeah. You know, I want it to be as deep as possible because, like, it's
you're
my
deep,
story.
Bro.
Yeah. And also, as well, it's all about being relatable to, you know, your listeners out there. You know what I mean? If they can feel what you're spitting and they can feel your music and feel your pain, then personally, I feel like that's better than a chart topper, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you know, if you've
you're
got...
You're really touching
exactly,
people.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not that bubblegum shit that
that's what
2
I mean.
Minutes later you spit out because there's no more flavour.
That's it, exactly. It's like one of them... I feel like if you look at, you know, you go back to, you know, older music, the reason why it's standard the test of time is because it's related to people, you know what I mean? And people have been able to put that on and, it, you know, it, certain memories come back, you know what I mean? And that's what I want this EP to be. I want it to be as personal and as deep as possible. Not in a way of like, oh yeah, this is me, you know, give me attention, that kind
cry
of thing.
For me.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's not like that. It's just the fact that I feel like I've been through certain hardships that people have probably been through, and I feel like if I can give advice through my music, you know, and help people, then why not?
Real deep, man. You're a grown ass man up in here, boy. I'm feel like a little kid listening to Grand Pops right now. It's beautiful to see, bro. So, in terms of, I want to ask you something about, in terms of like, you know, because you like we say, you're up and coming. You've been doing it for a couple of years now in terms of like putting out music. And what's the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
Okay, so basically, I'm sure you're familiar with this, Myers. Like, when you're in a studio and you've got, you know, you've got so many people in the studio with you, you know, and there's so many ideas being thrown around, you know, I think one of the biggest things, and I was even talking to, I was actually talking to my missus about it actually, and I was saying that, you know, with Late Nights and Paper Chase, they were completely from me. Do you know what I mean? They were completely from the gut. It wasn't someone turning around saying to me,
you should do a tune,
you should change this or you should do this. And I think in music, because it's such a personal thing, then I feel like obviously people can give you obviously ideas and they can give you, you know, feedback and whatnot. But I personally feel like it's got to come from the heart. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You've got to be 100% happy with it, you know? And yeah, so
I see what you're saying, because I do feel like sometimes you can get overly influenced by what people are saying to you, and in the end product might not be what your idea was in the beginning.
Exactly.
I do think it's good to get other heads involved,
of course,
you know, and because the more the merrier in terms of, but like you, it sounded like there were way too more chickens than there were eggs or something, so everyone's trying to sit on that
so, you
one
know,
like, yo, do, do,
that's
do,
what
do,
I mean
do.
Too many chefs in the kitchen, do you know what I mean? So yeah, but like that's one thing that I've probably learned being an up and coming artist, is that to follow my gut a little bit more, you know what I mean?
I like,
don't just listen to, you know, Tom, Dick and Harry down the road. Like, you know, obviously, they, like I said, you know, people can offer you feedback and stuff like that. But if you're, you know what's good, do you know what I mean? And you know what's bad, because obviously if you pay attention to the scene and you pay attention to the other artists that are putting stuff out, you know the level that you're on. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, definitely. Now, I do believe also it shows more that, it, like you said, it's coming from you. If people are going to buy into anything, it's you as the artist, you as the person. And so as long as it's always that's coming out, you're not cheating anybody.
Yeah.
And you're not cheating yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You do a track, someone, yo, you should make the chorus go blah, 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 blah. It comes out, right, I like this tune, but the way the chorus goes, blah, 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 blah. And then you're stuck with like, fuck, that wasn't even my idea.
Yeah.
Let's get into one of your ideas, though. You mentioned this earlier. This is Paper Chase, right?
So this was actually recorded in one take.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's a good thing, man. Don't get me wrong. The whole one take thing, we'll talk about it after, but let's listen to this now.
Sweet, sweet.
Wicked, man. So this is Paper Chase. Who's it produced by?
D-Soul again.
D-Soul. Yeah, all right, yeah, let's get into this, man. Morel in this bitch.
Check. Said the road don't get easier, the past already written. We all been through hardships, we keep them scars hidden. I can see the true colours as they seep through. Recognise the fakes, the personalities are see-through. Tell me, what do you see when looking deep in the mirror? We tell ourselves we're insecure, ignore the devil's whisper. You're eating out the demon's hand. We flow through the notion of adulthood, fall out of love with teenage bands, can't afford expensive brands. Money sitting comfy in my landlord's lap. Shit, I ain't even got 2 pennies to rub together. And my friends are out of town on a weekend bender, posting on Snapchat, caption with a hashtag, we love the sesh. A drunken mess, I can't say I miss that. Miss my friends calling me up, asking me to kick it. Nowadays it's nights and with the missus, cooking dinners, writing lyrics. Shit's changed since a year ago. Still it feels like people are starting to feel me though. Promised myself I wouldn't go back to what it was. Now I've got D and J, we'll continue building blocks. I'm sorry, I'm going off subject. I don't stick to no budget. Making that old school shit, Tim bringing them trumpets. Oxford to London on a night train. Question myself, am I saying blazing this high grade? I'm in bed by 10. I've got uni in the morning, need to keep my brain fed. I have good days and bad days. Boulders on my shoulders, my back aches. How much pressure can a man take? Chained to this system, I'm just caught in this rat race. Still I go home, see my son smile and have faith. That's a bitter pill to swallow. Empty promises got lost with tomorrow. But if I try to save the day, I ain't saving face. Another day caught in a rat race. Paper chase, it's make or break. I gotta make something happen. Standing at the station took some time to imagine. Is this what Lennon did? I can see the benefits for my loved ones, all of my relatives. Took a trip to the beach to swim with some jellyfish. Conscience weighed down, I was lost with some heavy shit. I've been thinking I should maybe talk to a therapist, but I don't wanna open up that kettle lid. Even worse, let someone in so I remain closed off. I keep my flows tight like Botox. I grab the mic and then I show off. F the industry, cause I ain't like these robots who be selling their soul for a gold watch. Man be acting gassed after one video, thinking he's cold. Same bars, same concepts. It's been a long stretch, so I thought I'd write an anthem for them hip hop heads, just to show you everybody hip hop ain't dead.
Fuck's sake, I don't think that was recording.
Oh, you're fucking killing me.
Hey, yo, you got the RZA right here. I got a lot of mathematics on my side. You're rocking with us from the Wu-Tang Clan, and we're rocking with Sava Love and Mice Diggy on the FUBAR Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, that's right, bitches and bitchettes. And it's funny, we were talking about RZA earlier on with 90p. But yo, Morel, man, one take, yeah?
Yeah, that was one take, yeah. So we didn't even know it was recording, to be fair.
Oh, you were practicing it?
We were practicing, yeah, yeah. And then literally just, yeah.
It's really,
we just came out.
Well, it's really cool that you could do that. So I wanted to talk about the one take thing, because I used to be one of them like, yeah, yeah, it's got to be all done in one take, blah, blah, blah. But just to give some advice on that is, you got to remember the recording, that sounds cool. Like, I get this totally makes sense because it's a relaxed track as well. Sometimes it's a more energetic track where you might have a 32-bar verse and a blah, 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 you know, all of this and that. Don't be afraid to punch in, because this recording is going to be the recording for the rest of your life. That's it. You ain't going to be like, yeah, yeah, that bit, I kind of missed my, you know what I mean? So it's better to have the recording perfectly how you want it, and then put it out, and don't worry about, oh yeah, I had to punch in, but that doesn't matter. The amount of MCs I know that punch in their verses, like, I honestly wouldn't worry about that shit. Yeah. I used to be the same way, like, yo man, fuck that shit, I ain't one take, bro. Yo, let me turn up the other mics because we got the open. I feel to stand up. This is how excited I'm getting. Like, I had two coffees, boy. I just drank two coffees, snorted the rest of the granules. What's going on? Kia is in the building. You know when the cameraman's in the building, it's about to get serious. And serious means open mic time, bitches and bitchettes. Our two earlier guests are going to get involved, am I correct?
Yeah.
Nutty P.
Yeah, I'm going to bust a little freestyle, man. I ain't got no writtens in it. So.
Oh, no. Well, as long as you don't punch in, mate.
I can't punch in live. Can we rewind time so I can just punch that bit in? Like,
all right, who else we got here then? Please introduce yourselves, man. Our new guest for the open
mic. They
call
me Gleams.
Gleams.
Gleams from South London.
South, yeah. Raise the mic up. You don't have to crook your back like that.
I'm a bit too.
Yeah. You don't have to crook your back like
but
that.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
Greetings.
What's going on, man? So you're from South London?
Yeah, man.
I saw you sent in a video, right? And with some of your music, is that correct?
Yeah. I think it was Walk With Me.
Yeah, you're quite a serious dude, man. Some deep lyrics there.
I just speak the truth. I just, you know, what's on my mind.
Where's that stem from?
Like, my influences.
Yeah,
like,
in terms of, like, the music you grew up on.
I grew up on Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Dead Prez, Common. You know, all them man there, so...
Yeah, so you want to speak truth, basically.
Yeah, man.
That's nice to hear, man. You ready for the open mic?
Yeah, definitely.
That's good to hear. Also, we got Stanza Divan.
What's happening?
That's an interesting name, bruv.
Yeah, man.
What
slept
does it
on,
mean?
Innit? They slept on my poetry a little while, innit? So it's just to remind myself as well, like, as far as I get, it's to remind myself that I've been slept on, innit? So... Always stay grounded, man. It's important.
Yeah.
Why would you want to remind yourself that people aren't ready?
Just to stay humble, innit? Sometimes you can get to a certain point and think, oh, I've made it and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to lose myself, innit? So I want to remember always that I've been slept on. And it's also inspirational as well for other people to say, like, yo, I weren't always rated, man. If you keep pushing, you'll get there.
Very true. So you travelled about quite a lot with what you're doing, innit?
Yeah, man. I'm from West London originally. I'm in Leicester now. Like, West. I went to... Nutty P recorded with him back in the day.
I'm a West London soldier. People think I'm from South London. I don't know if it's the forehead or something. Fuck you lot for laughing at. Anyway, whereabouts in West are you from?
Bush originally.
Oh, shit. Bush, man.
Yeah, man.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Not far from P, man. Not far at all.
Yeah, that's good to hear, man. And how long you been doing this thing then?
A minute still. I started writing rhymes when I was like 14, man. Originally, I started off like old school garage, then grime, and then moved to hip hop, man. Like, I felt like as I got older, I got more to say, and I just needed the tempo to slow down a bit, man.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah. See, I love talking about these sort of things because I think it's interesting when someone comes from, so say, like, you know, someone might have been a bashman, they might have been heavy into bashment or whatever, but then they've gone over to hip hop and it, similar sort of reasons where it's like, a lot of people say, I want to say more. I don't think, like, you know, I did Jungle MCing, like, that was our, like, rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of, like, but I felt like all people wanted to hear was, you know, so I was like, man, this, you know, it's cool, but it doesn't seem to matter as much.
Yeah, man.
When you really want to say something, you know, I think hip-hop gives you the perfect tempo for it.
It was more the melodies as well, man, like, I started getting into blues and sampling and that. And
oh, is it?
Yeah, and like my dad plays blues and jazz and that, so it instantly resonated with me. And it's just like, oh, okay, this is where I need to be.
Yeah, I've been there. My neighbour was a saxophonist.
Okay.
So the jazz thing, when I was coming up, was always there, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Also, we got our other guest here. You ready for the open mic, though, Stanza, yeah?
Yeah, ever ready, bro.
All right, with you. Yeah, you got Lloyd Lufer is back again.
Yo, what are you saying, man?
Lift the mic up, man. You ain't got to do the broke back mountain. Bend over. We ain't trying to break no one's back.
Oh,
nah, I didn't mean that. Him. I mean, we ain't got to bend over like that. Yo, what's going on, Lloyd Lufer? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Man, we've been playing your joint. What's the tune? Life in England?
Coming of Age in Britain.
Bruv, we've been battering that tune. Amazing, man. How you been, man?
I'm good, man.
You know, people talking your name after the last open mic, though. Like, that guy's decent. Yeah, you killed it, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. Have you got some more new material coming out?
Loads of new material. Got a mixtape coming out in March called Olivor.
And then I've got the album coming out later this year.
What's it called? Oliver?
Yeah.
I thought you said olive oil for a second.
No.
Spinach. Maybe not. Hey, boy, look, man, guys, we ain't got a whole bunch of time, but we got a whole bunch of MCs. So let's get into this open mic. What I'm going to do is get the beat rolling. It's produced by Alhamra. Is that right? Alhamra. I think I know who this guy is as well. All right, let me just get everything right, because you know what I mean. All right, let's get this. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you not hear the beats all right?
Yeah, man.
You sure? Is it too loud? All right. Let me just EQ up a bit. Yeah? You not hear the beat all right? All right, so who's setting it off? Morel?
Yeah, can I get a little bit more volume, Mas?
You want a bit more volume on your headphones,
yeah? Yeah, please, man.
All right. Trust Morel. Is that it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright, Morel's gonna set it off. Yeah. Alhamra on the beat.
Look.
The hip hop song open mic. Yo. Come we go!
Let me flick on the kettle and we'll just make a cup of tea. Then I'm gonna tell you the story, it's about to get deep. Remember sitting down, what thinking about the time I've used and wasted. People that I've lost and what can be created. Such a beautiful world, but we surround ourselves in hatred. We need to break away, somehow escape it. But they got us caged in, prisoners to society. Don't ask me why I'm feeling low, that's why I sleep alone. Cause I was once a gambler in the church talking to my pastor. Washing my sins away, I lost interest just like my father. Have no faith on the road with no brakes, trying to dodge the drama. Back then it was rocking Reebok classics and Parkers. Sitting outside Tesco's, spitting 16s, you got the best flow. Phone filled with beats, influenced by the roadside G's. Drinking cider and smoking weed, the spider was the spot. A standard Friday night with mates and living life. But one day that all fades into the background. Told me they're brothers for life, but tell me where they at now. I can't stand down, gotta fight for what I believe in. Everybody wanna come round and try to steal your achievements.
Jeez, alright. We're setting it off right here. Stands and Divan, what you got for us, bruv?
It's the West London, Leicester City. Yo, yo. If we wanna be G's, we should be staying alive. Being out here will probably make you end up inside. Spilling murder ink will have you in the pen doing life. Or lanterns floating in the night sky, our relatives cry. We're in need of deep redemption. Our grandparents didn't catch the wind rush, so we could leave each other breakfast. Potential's tremendous. Yeah, we're broken, but we commend us if we talk academics when we're down to writing sentences. In retrospect, we just stab at our wrong reflections. Blind to our connection, will we ever see our pensions? Under oppression, anxiety and depression, where most suffer in silence. We're dying to ease the tension. Got me praying for blessings for the affected. Togetherness is the medicine, so let's reject the weapons, King. Yeah, I'm saying life over everything. A no to knife crime, there's not a life that it benefits. They don't know why. Every time I flow, I make these brothers sick to their stomachs like E. coli. Man resort to all kinds of tricks to try and slow why. I know why, you know, nothing you can show why. These rappers don't know why. Every time I flow, why make these brothers sick to their stomachs? E. coli. Man resort to all kinds of tricks to try slow. Why? I know why. You know, nothing you can show why.
Yeah, nothing you can show why. I'm in the section. Leave them all fucked up beyond recognition. Like the name of the radio. You can't play me though. All these other rappers sort of suck like fellatio. This is off the dome. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't know what bar is coming next right out of my brain. I'ma fuck up the flow and then bring it back in. I don't give a shit. See me, I'm never lacking. I've always got the ting, but I ain't talking about the strap. I just know how to rap, but I just don't know how to act. Yeah, trust me, I rhyme mean. I don't trust you like Oprah Winfrey hanging round with Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, trust me, I'm back in out of set. Yeah, sniff the ket and the coke. Yeah, I forget my own name. I regret saying that shit on the radio. Back again, tell them bro, come and bring
it
the flow,
my determination. When Grenfell, I rose raging. Now I'm bait, scaring and peace like sex cases. Indie no flower no more, cause I rose from the pavement. I wasn't impatient but sicker than my crones. They're skidding like an indirect post, cause they just envision blacks doing road. But oh no, my flow's like trying to touch a ghost. We're kings, you'll get thrown, not the throne. They're not roaming communities like truancy, trying to Doctor Who cause the future's bleak. Trying to give back like Graham nudity. I wear a calculated t-shirt, school you with the unity. Being sick won't catch you immunity. This
This life is a maze, so it grains. Not many Bruce Waynes, it's a bane. Might see me turn Bane if I stay. Get out claws like it ain't Christmas Day. I got a status so they feel away like FA games.
Hey!
Your likes don't exist where the earth is. You better get grounded, I'm a turnip, cause I'm a hermit. Man think I don't see the hypodermic. Spit fire like what killed the Germans. Ooh. It's a big feat, it's my toes deep in the industry. Don't wanna hear, why is he got it? I ain't got it, speech. Trying to bring my system down, I'm trying to bring the system down that makes you feel like you, man, need to bring my system down. Profound, cause you see what the profound. Get inspired or expired, I'm the oust. Man hate the noise that I made, but I'm allowed. Don't bite the apple, cause this ain't iCloud. Work it out, got a mobile with my name on. Keep on delivering like Avon. Till they think my bros have got paint on. Take the dough and help others grow like Akon. Call of Duty, try and stop me in this game.
I can't be disconnected from my body, disconnected from my soul. When I look into the past, I see I evolved. Let me come again.
Yo, listen, what's going on,
check.
Gleams? What you got for us,
bruv?
The hip-hop show,
come now. I can't be detective for my soul. When I look into the past, I can see how it evolved. The mind moves power when it doesn't have control. Got us thinking narrow, cause the system has control. But do you see it? Only sticky roads. Manipulating matters, cause we're trapping how it goes. Thinking I'm bagging and rapping, but little do they know I'm increasing my knowledge rate to replenish my soul. I wanna feel love, I wanna feel loved, I wanna be love, I wanna dream love, dream big, dream real, just for me love. Haters, the truth and light will defeat ya, cause true love comes from within. You know the dark place right under your skin, the place you ignore just to get with him, the place you adore reflects your skin. Ay, check it, mind, body, ashes and your soul. The chili that's protected like gold. The real news never really got involved. Like Egyptians weren't Africans who built the golden roads. Astronomy, mathematics, philosophy. For real, you didn't know your own biology. For real, man, how you writing your biography? Looking at my heart, thinking this is how it's gotta be.
This goes deep to a little warm up. When I was writing this, I found myself getting torn up. Thinking about my dad and how we don't talk much. How my other family don't keep in touch. How I'm doing the degree but don't really see what I'm doing it for. I can't afford to live when there's nothing in the fridge. I can't feed my kid and he's looking in my eyes. It's like he's looking back at me saying, daddy, stick to your grind. You got a future and it's yours to find. Need to get off your backside. Eyes hurting, writing verses till the sun's surface. Peeping through the curtains, thinking to quit uni. Truthfully, it's a burden. I don't know if I wanna do it. Only 6 months left. If I left, would I be stupid? I can't let down my mum. No, I can't let down my tutors. On the second hand, I got a job. It pays me, but not a lot. Out of that, I have to pay the bills and do the weekly shop. This life has got me bad and nuts. Hanging by a thread. You ever felt so depressed that you can't leave your bed? Can't hold a conversation. Feel your hands start to sweat. What happens after the debt's cleared? I close my eyes. All my troubles disappear. Maybe it was all in my mind. You ever search for something that you couldn't find when it was in front of you the whole time? Drop me the beat, let me spray some dope rhymes. I got a buzzing like a dealer's coke line. Oscar Bounty. Hey.
For real, boy, this kid had no morals, I'm telling you.
Hey, no
stands up. Stands up, defense. Show my stuff, brother.
Yeah, man.
Can we go?
Yo, it would have thought I was 50. The way I see sense up, carry the cross until the team's blessed. No, stopping the clock, I need to sleep less. Bet I know that I got it together, though I seem stressed. I might blow like e-cigarettes. Punchlines seem to connect. I do it on the cheap. Then I get retweets from legendary MCs. I respect, I'm just trying to make an M. Boss with the breath control. Makes rappers cross like election polls. My ex-girl said I was butters, I'm on a roll. Crest fresh like I'm on the go. I ain't stressing about a pose. Self-obsession will make your centerfold. It's more about collecting the checks, investing in homes. Depth of my soul, I'm meant for gold. Kelly Holmes, they're playing a role. Over the top, Sylvester Stallone. Effortless flows, make all these salty breaders dissolve. I'm too wavy for the negative bolts. I sell peeps as if I had an obsession with dough. The size of the profit margin, I prophesize in the margin. Ostracized for the origin of my pops and my mars. I stop swallowing shots when I locked eyes with my target. Lions rival the Arctic. Half-wits can't spar with this avant-garde artist. They haven't got the answers.
Yo,
Listen, I ain't here for the banter. Turn up the music, maestro, I'ma spit another stanza. Hit you with that hook, like I'm Abu Hamza. Trust me, I'm back for bananas. Or maybe bananas, I'll go bananas. What would you rather, the fist or the laughter? Cause I got the love, I ain't here for the war. Everybody knows that Nutty's Eddie Murphy War. Cause he's a nutty professor, you know I'm spitting it clever. I got the freestyles, I do this in the shittiest weather. Because I'm from the London, the spliffs are like Tabundum. And if you like me, then you represent where I come from. And yeah, I'm a mixed race brother on the scene. Yeah, I'm itching on those beans, yeah, on the toast. Cause I can't afford some rice and peas from the fucking yard shop. It's all good, this is hip hop and it will never stop. From when I was young, I was on the fucking ting. I had the Big Daddy Kane record, like I said before. Yeah, I had that shit, bruv. Long live the Kane. That shit taught me about the bars and it stayed in my brain up until now. I'ma spit these shits until I can't no more. Spit until my throat is sore. Tips till my throat is coarse. Oh, fuck, I'm fucking up because it's off the dome freestyle. Nice. I do it till I'm seen now. Yeah, in the meanwhile.
It's the film.
Shout out to Vino, man. That's off the top, boy. Real off the top right there. Yo, Lloyd Luther, okay. The hip hop show. Open mic. Come we go, brother.
Yo.
Hey.
Yesterday I thought, bon this whole music hell. Then I had a flashback to hard times and I checked myself. It's easy to give up and fail. The only time you don't make it in this world is if you watch an L. Cul-de-sac man, think they're close, but they ain't close. Don't work, but think they'll survive like Pax Ghost. Many guys copy Migos, too many egos. Think to ball here, there's a free throw. They know I lead though, that's why they're scared of me. Like a rare disease, that's why they try and air to breathe. They get confused like a pair of thieves. Like black guys like you should be on grease or preparing trees, but they're just avatars. Insecure guys who think they're hard cause they have a bar, but they're like a reservoir. I see few, like I see view. And I see few guys who aren't that bright, so I don't call them stars. My uncle said you got character that you can't buy. I went from stressing to a blessing and I realised my generation's full of real lies. Living for the likes, it's enough to turn you should night. Many try it by saying UG's just a conscious guy till they see I got more sharp sides than Swiss Army knives. Many guys try disguise in disguise. I guess I'll have to end this guy.
Listen, hey. mad.
Let it breathe. Hey. Yo, this is the hip hop show right here. Myself, Mike Stiggy. We got some amazing guests. Yo, Gleams, what are you saying, bruv?
Hey, so listen. The world is on a mission. Put your guns down and make a decision. The new world view is tainting our vision. We all went to school or either to prison. But does it really matter what we did? We're all in the same system. Unruly kids, you either victor, protector or victim. You either on the roads or in the kitchen. That's why most of my brothers on this music thing. Living life, trying to get that cream for the dream. I'm up late nights, writing down with my team. Cause the youths, them are out there, caught in the stream. Caught in the real, call it how you will. Tell me how you feel, it's time to intervene. If you haven't, then listen to Gleams. BTS be the whole of the team.
Nowadays it feels I got nowhere to go, no one to speak to. I'm looking in the mirror, I'm hoping I can see you. I see you in a sea view, looking deep in your reflection. We were crafted to perfection, there's lies and there's deception. I'm not to question, blur perceptions float around my head. Like I don't know if I'm ready for all the tasks ahead. If I'm strong enough or if I really have the strength to keep on smiling. Act like everything's okay, but on the inside I'm dying. Catch myself crying, then I punch the wall. Cause I got anger issues, tissues and tears disappear down the drain, I'm just out and back the years to the summer seasons. I was out chilling with my mates and drinking crates. Couldn't walk straight, happiness was one walk away. But we let the fortune fade and then we blamed our awkward ways. As the same Walkman played, we sipped on some me and Jay. Say goodbye to ever, yeah, we said goodbye to yesterday. Say goodbye to yesterday, cause that's not promise. Don't take that as a negative, cause I'm just being honest. Allow the Chinese whispers, cause I don't like to gossip. You might find me reading books, I'm just taking in some knowledge.
Yo, I'm in the best shape of my life. Discipline and sacrifice until my status is high. Major labels made the mazes that endangered my kind. I say what I like, they can't make me change for ice. I'm great with my life, basic as the manger for Christ. Emancipated, then masquerade in the danger of hype. I cut the cable and was able to fly. Manifestation in rhymes, lies got tight high and infatuated with crime. Purposely emasculated with nines. I've got the paper in mind, but my material's for greater design. Only thing I'm seeing changing is time. Saw the vacancy
being applied, no waiting in line. Don't know who gave these dead rappers motivation to rise. They need to find the grace they came from and get back inside. Banter aside, there's rappers that I'm backing with pride. Only unity breaks the shackles the establishment hides. My walk is all about balance. We've all got talent, don't ignore your passion. Get bored with the pattern, I want more than the rations. Resourceful with my talent, left my wardrobe short of fashion. On the course to make it happen. When it comes to my time, I manage it like Strachan. I'll be at it till they call me Hitman like Hatton. You're capable of everything imagination fathoms. Forget of television, I'm watching spiritual channels.
Stands the divine right there, boy. Jesus, man, that was a crazy ass open mic. Shout to all the MCs who got involved. My man Morel, Nutty P, Lloyd Luther, Stanza Divan, and Gleams. And shout to Alhamra on the beat. That was, what you lot saying about that beat, though?
Our beat's wavy still. That's all right. Yeah,
yo, how can we get hold of you lot? First, Morel, how can everyone get hold of you on the socials? Know what I mean? The old social network, mate. I'll tell you what, mate. I'm a fucking social, I stay at home all day, tweeting, Facebooking, and all of it, mate. Go on.
Just at Morel Music UK, like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all
I
of
like that.
That.
See, that's what we got to try and do. Keep it simple. Nutty P, one more time.
At my name is Nutty P. That's the Insta, Twitter, whatever, and just Google Nutty P for everything else.
All right, Stanza, how we get hold of you?
Stanza Divan, everything, absolutely everything. Stanza Divan.
How do they spell Divan?
D-I-V-A-N.
All right, because if people are like me, they ain't that smart, so you might. Shout out to Gleams. How can we get hold of you?
So that's Gleamer Gleams on all socials. G-L-E-E-M-E-R, G-L-E-E-M-Z.
All right. Yeah. Lloyd Luther?
It's Lloyd Luther on everything, man, except it might be Lloyd Luther 1 because someone else took Lloyd Luther.
Oh, is it?
We got the Lloyd Luther in America.
One of yours is a 1. There is a Lloyd Luther 1.
It's Twitter.
It's kind of annoying when someone takes your shit in it. It's like, oh, come on, bro. Seriously, like, you ain't even doing nothing. You got 2 followers.
Exactly. Bro,
that's why mine's at my name is Nutty P, bro, because there's someone called Nutty P, bro. They ain't tweeted since like 2010, bro. It's a piss take, man.
You know why? They want you to buy that shit.
Yeah, I know. They're waiting for me to get to that level, boom, it's time to make some money. Like,
that's a hustle for some people, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird, but it's a hustle to a lot of people. Guys, man, thank you very much again for coming through, man. Really appreciate you lot. Listen, the hip hop show, open mic. If you want to get involved, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com. The subject is open mic. If you're an MC, just send a link to some of your music. And if you're a beat maker, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is really simple, because people still get baffled. Attach 4 1-minute snippets. If you make them MP3s, you can attach that shit really easily. 4 of them, and then all the the people who got to decide, God just has to press play. You know what I mean? He can do it on the phone or whatever. Be like, no, FUBAR Radio team, no, we do not want those bitches and bitchettes. Listen, man, we got to do the gig guide for this week. Thursday the 18th, you got Eska at Rich Mix. Eska is an amazing singer, so please, if you can make it down there, Rich Mix, that's East London, get down there. On Friday the 19th, you got the 4 Hours at XOYO. Look at that, man. Hip-hop is at XOYO. When do we see that? Mm-hmm. Every now and again. You got At Home with Omar at Round Chapel. You know what I mean? I ain't going to tell the missus about that because she might try and sneak up. That's on Friday the 19th as well. On Saturday the 20th, you got Blue Lab Beats and Friends presents The Sounds of Jazzmatazz. I was going to do jazz hands, but that would look corny. At Jazz Cafe. I should have just done jazz hands. Shout to Giles Peterson's Worldwide Awards on 2018. That's at Coco. And that's going to be on Saturday the 20th. Also on that date is Living Proof at Village Underground. And on Sunday the 21st, Old School Sundays, Run DMC special at Proudy. Oi, mate, I might have to get the Zimmer frame out, like Old School Sundays. Oi, oi. I guess they're going to be playing a whole bunch of Run DMC for the night or anything. Anything including that. And that's at Proud East on the 21st. If you've got a jam you want to shout, hit us up. hiphop@foobarradio.com. Of course, if you want to listen back to any of the shows, like this one as well. This one has been a packed show, innit? I did all right now. I was solo today. Usually, I don't fly low like that unless I've been drinking. You know what I mean? we fly low. When you're drinking, you got a good excuse. I piss myself. What? I'm drunk. What can they say?
Shit, he was drunk.
It's an excuse for anything. Yeah, he was drunk. Killed his wife. What happened?
He was drunk. Boy, that will do it to you, bro. That will do it.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? So make sure you lot tune in. Each and every Monday, we are here. I'm representing for the culture, man, whether it be from the UK or be from America. It could be from Ukraine. We don't give a damn. As long as it's dope, we'll play that shit. We'll get you on the show and help you mother lovers out with getting your word out there. Do you know what I mean? Morel, you can vouch for that, right?
Yeah,
we stick to our words. When we say Lloyd Luthor, am I lying? We stick to our word. If you want to come out there and promote yourself, as long as you're good, we'll do it. You know what I mean? We got a reputation to uphold. Yeah, we know it's big. That's like West London shit, boy. We don't talk about it, someone else does. You know what I mean? But yo, thank you very much to all the listeners out there. What we got was one more thing I wanted to add as well. I've forgotten what it was, but shout out to every. Oh, yeah, that's it. Have you lot got anyone? Have you had any weird situations with people getting sacked? Any fucked up situations? Because my friend, she got sacked on her first day back of 2018. They could have said to her, I don't even want to say her name because she might not get another job. You know what I mean? But I was like, yo, that is. When I thought about it, I was like, that is fucked up. They could have told her, like, yeah, you know what? You don't come in. Yeah, don't come in next year. Smash, you know what I mean? And she went all out. The thing is, you know, she went all out.
Yeah, innit?
Say that again.
She must have celebrated that New Year's thinking, like, yeah.
Exactly. Christmas presents, all that. Yeah, yeah, I'm good. I get paid at the end of the month. See, anyway. Just do bang out 4 weeks. Blam. She goes in. Nah, mate.
You're all right.
But like I said, she must have really fucked up for that to happen anyway. As always, shout out to my sister, homegirl, DJ Sarah Love. Hope you get well soon. You know, it's hard times here when you're celebrating 100 years of a radio show. You know what I mean? It sounds weird, innit? 100 years. But we getting 100. People are like, yeah, happy birthday on number 100. You start to worry. You know what I mean? The forehead, the worry lines start appearing on the forehead. Like, right, do I look that old? But it ain't. As always, we're going to end on this tune, though, because this is one of Sarah's favorites. I want all you guys to put your hands in the air and do the old school dab as we go out like this. Everyone looking around like, right, are you man going to dab to this? Or yeah, this is what we do.
I don't dab still.
You don't dab?
you don't know what you're missing out on, mate. Like, you got to dab a little bit of this and that.
Unity, my beloveds. Unity. Thank you very much, bitches and bitchettes.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.